Hey guys, newsflash. Having a hairy nutsack is no longer in style. Hey, it's Shannon Burke, and Manscaped has hooked me and my boys up with their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. You heard me, 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Guys, trim your junk safely, and for God's sakes, use a different trimmer for your face. I use it, I love it, and so will you and your woman. 20% off with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
Something fresh and exciting. Somebody with a sock personality that'll sweep people right off their feet.
Where is he? What is he up to? What other terrors can he unleash at will?
Oh. Starring your genial host, renowned writer, art collector, and teller of strange tales.
What fiendish did he possess? Where did he come from? Who is this man?
The Shannon Burke Show.
Believe me.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network for a Friday. Talk radio the way our founders, the way they envisioned it, the way they imagined it. America bound and gagged. Day 94. Brightness. First Amendment stallion, right into the front gates of our new gulag. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Florida's leading poonhound from the panhandle of the Keys and the Niagara Falls area. Bubba Whoopass Wilson is here.
All right.
And that's not a bald spot. That's from rubbing his head on asbestos ceiling tiles for the last 10 years of his life. Yo Frey is here.
Hello.
The Latino Fabio is on his way. He's has an excused tardiness.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
How do I get one of those?
You can't. You've already run out of years. What are you talking about? Years are gone. There are a limit to those.
We had to call your parents.
We'll yank it later in hour two, in hour three, the Maestro, a Bubba Whoopass song, a new song.
Yes.
Brand new song in the final deal. What is the, I was running late today, so I'm a little
flabbergasted.
Full frazzled. I had a long meeting, and then I hit my meeting was downtown. Every single light. It felt like every single. I drove out. I haven't been downtown in forever. I don't know my way around there. I'm going the wrong way. I'm in a bus lane. I'm driving like I'd robbed a bank, and I'm frustrated, and I'm cursing, and at the same time, I'm ordering my all important Jimmy John sandwich on the phone on the way. I gotta have my lunch here when I get here. Every single light and a train track.
And
when I hit the train track, it was right before when you're leading up to the studio on the other side of Eatonville, and I'm like, finally, I'm going, and then the thing comes down, ding, 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 and I just laughed hysterically. People around me must have thought I had gone mad. I was like,
We need a dash cam.
We do need a dash cam and some audio.
Yeah,
the audio would be a whole segment here on the show. My ride home on the dash cam. That's a good idea. I'm going to look into that. Hold on. Let me write
probably
that down.
Disturbed the Brilliant. Mouth, man.
Dash.
Yeah.
There we go.
It'd be called the dictator.
CBS is being slammed. Bob and I were talking about it before the program began. Slammed for cropping the body cam footage in the shooting. I know you've known. Is it Toledo or Toledo? How are they saying his last name? Adam Toledo. In Chicago.
Yeah. Toledo
captured on a cop's body camera.
Yep.
And the question is whether or not the kid had his hands up at the time or there's you know, the footage leading up to it where he has a gun in his hand, clearly has a gun in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And there may have been, what, an eighth? I heard an eighth of a second between the time they could figure out he dropped the gun and put his hands up.
Yep.
An eighth of a second.
That's one.
What is it again? Demonstrate an eighth of a second.
That's 1,000.
That's pretty accurate. That's not bad. So the kid was a kid in this case. 13 years old. Here's my problem with the situation. Whenever there is a police shooting, the police shooting is the first and foremost issue in that occurrence.
Right. You mean the lead story?
Yes. Or it's the first thing anyone considers, not even after they hear it in the news, in your head or anyone else's head, a police shot, oh, bad cop. And again, where is the last one? In the Brooklyn Center.
Yes.
And in that story, the police shooting became the issue. I'm not saying it shouldn't be the issue. But in that story, you know what pissed me off was when nobody ever says, the message is never, ever, ever, ever resist a police officer. That's
right.
That is literally the first thing you can do to make sure you don't get killed by a cop. Do not resist him. This kid's running down the street. He has a gun. He's being chased by a cop. I believe at one point, I don't know, did he aim the gun at the cop? I'm not sure.
The cop was screaming to drop it.
Right. So he knew he had it.
Yep.
But instead of, in this case, it would appear that the kid had his hands up or was putting his hands up a millisecond away from the moment he had a gun in one of them, which the cop knew. And it's what is it, 3 a.m? It's dark. Are police really the problem? Think about it for just a second. In Chicago, we're overlooking the fact that there's a 13-year-old kid running the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning with a loaded 9mm pistol in his hand.
Oh, my God.
Right.
People are like, hey, this kid ought to have the right to run down the street armed at the age of 13 without being harassed by the cops, and this cop came along and shot him. We don't look at the problem is way overlooked.
Right. Yeah. Oh, way overlooked.
The serious epidemic of resisting police is way overlooked. Chicago in a whole is way overlooked. I guarantee you they'll rack up 30, 40 shootings this weekend alone and 8 deaths.
You're right.
That's an average weekend. In Chicago. And yet it goes week after week after week after week after week, and no one says dick about it. Google up the how many shoot. No, better go to DuckDuckGo. Google will soften it a little bit. And Google how many shootings this year alone in Chicago. And no one says a word. They happen every weekend. The only reason they make the news, and they don't individually make the news, because they don't mean dick. You know, there's so many of them going on. They don't have enough. There's not enough paper to print the story about every 40, you know, all the 40 shootings. The only reason it's in the paper is because, holy crap, 40 shootings.
God, there's a lot.
And that's not, those are citizens shooting each other.
Yeah, they 50% up this year.
Surprise, surprise. And look, the fact that this kid was 13 is almost being used to demonize the cop even more.
Oh, yeah.
Because he shot a kid. Nobody has said, what the hell is a 13-year-old doing on the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning with a 9mm in his hand?
And notice the media is using pictures of this child, like when he's 9 years old, 8 years old, making him look younger than he actually is, than 13. He looks like a little innocent boy in those pictures.
And that mean no cop shot our baby? That's what they went straight to.
Your baby? What? His mother said that?
Yeah, they're having, you know, people bring little dolls and stuffed animals and flowers and stuff.
Like I said, I've been in all morning in a meeting. So they did she come out and say it? look what they did to my baby?
No.
What the hell was your baby doing on the street with a gun at 3 o'clock in the morning? At the age of 13. What grade are you in at 13? Eighth grade?
Yeah, eighth grade.
Holy crap.
Rolling hard.
An eighth grader. Well, I say eighth grader. We all know he more than likely wasn't in school. a 13-year-old kid who should be in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Is on the streets at night with a gun at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And he got himself killed.
Yeah. And he got himself killed. And you know what would have saved him? Just like not resisting arrest would have saved Dante White, and not resisting arrest would have saved George Floyd, not being on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning at the age of 13 with a gun in your hand, you'd still be alive. I'm not saying you deserved to die.
Right.
But I'll never say that. But
it's trendy right now to get shot by a cop. It's trendy. No matter if you were wrong or you were right, it's still the cop's fault. It's still his fault.
You know, I don't know when we scrutinize police so much to the point when we're ready to get rid of the police. Now, tell me in what world does, at the same time, almost tacitly approving of a young 13-year-old's lad's right to roam the streets with a handgun at 3 o'clock in the morning, and defunding police. What do you think happens once you defund the police?
No more police. No more shootings.
More 13-year-olds.
Yeah, oh, more
on the street.
Yeah,
because more shootings of each other and not police shooting them.
And what do you think that kid was doing with that 9mm?
Oh, he was probably on his way to protect his grandma, who had recently returned home from surgery. And had someone who was breaking in the back. She thought she heard the rattle. You know, she called him. She said, "Can you get over here right away, what's his name? Adam. Someone's trying to break in the back door." And he said, "Granny, I'll be right there." And he grabbed his father's pistol, which is legally purchased and known, and was running to the aid of his grandmother when all of a sudden a big, mean white cop ordered him to stop and shot him dead. I don't know.
I'd say he was trying to rob an 80-year-old woman.
But wait a second. In what world are we in where a journalist doesn't pick up on the side story here that everyone seems to be missing? There was a 13-year-old. I mean, maybe it's so commonplace in Chicago, it's not out of the ordinary to see a 13-year-old running around the street at 3 o'clock in the morning with a gun.
Yep, that's about the age I started running around with a 410.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting stop signs.
Kids running around at 3 o'clock with loaded guns, and a lot of people pretending that police are really the problem here.
It's always
going really to. Think about that. Everything was fine until the police came along.
Right.
I mean, literally, children are running the streets with guns in the middle of the night.
And they don't have fathers to show them any better because they're in jail or they're doing the same thing. So the kid does the same thing.
I wish people would go, but much like Kamala Harris, instead of going to the border, she's going to the root cause. I mean, the root cause of people getting being dealt with harshly by police is themselves, namely resisting arrest. If you mounted a year-long a public service agreement advertising campaign built around not resisting arrest and giving real examples of people that did resist arrest and were killed in however many cases, and here's have a guy have some testimonials.
Yeah, I would say that'd be a great idea.
Resisted arrest and they tasered me and I no longer have sexual function. My balls.
My crouch.
Yeah.
All busted.
There's got to be some stories out there of guys that are sorry that they ever resisted the police.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I learned it at a young age. I got pulled
That's
over.
It. That's going to be what I'm going to do. Jeff, call legal and have them start a foundation for me immediately. What do we call it? Stop resisting? No, that sounds bad.
Trying to think.
Resist is the pits.
No. You need to write a song about it, too. Maybe a peppy little Don't Resist the Cops song.
Oh, yeah. Peppy. We do.
And I don't know what you do about... I doubt you could run a PSA about, hey, 13-year-old kids, why don't you stay at home tonight instead of running the streets with a gun? Can you imagine if... and maybe it happens in Florida, if 13-year-old kids...
Sad.
We are really overlooking the problem here.
I know it.
Way, you know, we can't see the forest for the trees.
And they seem bound and determined to badmouth the police. Bound and determined, no matter what happens.
And CBS, man, you know, the media doesn't know. Here we go again. They're reframing. They're trying to frame this story. They've got a little bit of heat because the video they shared on Twitter crops out a crucial part of the body camera footage showing the cop chase that led to a 13-year-old's death, in which, as he's pulling up the location on the city's west side, encounter two people, one appears to run away from him. He runs him. Show me your effing hands. He appears to have his hands up when he is shot in the chest. He ultimately died, but also the footage is a brief glimpse of him holding the gun, which he apparently discarded an instant before the shot was fired. CBS News tweeted a video that cropped the whole image out of him with the gun.
See, they're part of the problem right there. Some bitches. They're trying to stir up a riot.
Why wouldn't you include the fact, because they had it.
Right.
They had it. That's called framing the story right there. And already there's marching and protesting, you know.
It's the narrative.
Well, if you got a, you know.
Well.
Can one person just publicly say, okay, we realize we have a problem in Chicago, and why is there a 13-year-old on the street? Yeah.
Yeah. They're not, the media's not paying any price for this either.
And you do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then at some point, the average, you know, Joe Sixpack just is programmed to think if there is a police shooting, it was, you know, not a clean shoot.
Right.
Like it was a racist. Oh, he did that because of racism. Yeah. Obviously, this cop didn't kill that kid because he's a racist.
No.
He shot that kid because that kid had a gun in his hand. And prior to him put his hands up, all you could see was his elbow on one side, I think, and then the butt of the gun.
Exactly. Exactly.
It makes me sick, man. But here we go. It's going to be, and there's another shooting at the FedEx in Indianapolis. Do we know much about that yet? I have a story about it. The shooter was known to the authorities to be a guy like, hey, look out for that guy. Well, look what happened.
There you go.
Exactly. We're going to keep our eye on him, and you know, we can't do nothing about it right now because, you know, law and all that. You know, can't get in involved.
Well, looks what same thing happened with the Marjorie Stoneham shooting. That guy down there was everyone in town. The minute they heard that there was a shooting, they're like, ah, that was old Carlton or whatever the hell the guy's name was. I don't know. And they were right.
And they were right.
But it's just the you know, not to, I don't want to see anybody die or pass away, but this news media just fits the agenda of, you know, Biden's, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The whole gun thing.
Absolutely.
The whole liberal agenda.
Because it's almost like rapid fire shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting. And I don't know that they're happening like that with normally all the time. It didn't seem like in 2020 there was, you know, this many. There are a lot. I'm not saying there wasn't any. But maybe, you know, there's some that don't get reported and some that get hyped up in the.
I remember 3 years ago saying, when are these mass shootings going to stop? My God, what are we going to do? And now here it is, 21.
Well, you know, funny, you don't really hear it. You didn't hear a lot about it when Trump was in office. I can't remember if we had one or not, but when Obama was in office, you know, there was a lot of mass shootings, if you remember correctly.
Right.
You know, when the liberal.
There was a lot of shootings, period.
But it's come to light when, you know, they have an agenda and there's a liberal in power. They're all about the arming. You know, it's never going to happen, but they are pushing this agenda. It's like this, the media is just so corrupt of how they take these things and run with it and just mind warp people and saying guns are bad, guns are bad.
I wonder if you ask the average 20-something college kid or fresh out, if you were to ask them if they approved of the job the president was doing right now, how many would say, oh, yeah, he's doing a great job?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think they hope for it, but I think right now they're getting very disappointed in what he's doing. He's a klutz, and he's stupid. And nobody, he's not running a country. Somebody else is that we didn't vote for.
I think the average person that voted for Biden is not paying attention because most of them didn't in the first place. They were set up to say, hey, we got to vote for Biden. We got to get Trump out of
office. Right, right, right.
They don't pay attention to what's going on.
So you don't think they're even interested in the goings-on of the world right now?
As a matter of fact, I asked the
You think they turn off, like they're not paying attention to border stuff and suffering and kids in cages and because they only cared about it because it was happening under Trump?
And it's too painful to watch.
I asked my son.
Makes me cry.
You what?
I asked my son and his girlfriend what they think about Biden and all this stuff that's going on.
What they say?
And they say, it's so stupid, we don't even want to watch it. They don't even want nothing to do with it.
Now they're all of a sudden not involved in politics. Oh, yeah, I'm not really getting anywhere. Back to normal. Just drink some beer.
At least he
don't forget to watch American Idol tonight.
At least they ain't saying mean tweets.
No mean tweets. Everything's okay.
He's got some beautiful dogs, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I was shocked when I heard that from him.
I think that's going to be my calling. Teaching idiot kids not to resist arrest.
We have to change what we're doing. We got to think outside the box. We got to do something else.
Because as the problem goes and grows in, you know, shootings like in Chicago and kids with guns and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, the conversation of defunding or reimagining or whatever you want to call it, the police, is going on with the exact same amount of volume.
Right.
Yeah, they're like two opposing things working against each other. And you can't say either one is wrong or right.
How do you reimagine policing a place like Chicago? Just stop policing it?
No, I think the other side's going to have to come a little bit towards the police.
Going to be like one of those futuristic movies. Remember, like, you'd see these cities that are worn down, and you see these robotic robots patrolling. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Like, the policing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's going to come down
it's
to.
It's going to happen.
Right? Robocops?
Yeah, they don't make mistakes.
Because the guns are going to get bigger, you're for sure.
You're right. We want to investigate the Robocops because they won't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We are, 94 today? Day 94. We are almost at the 100-day mark, and you won't believe how good Biden's ratings are right now. I think you're right. Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. So, you know that the fix is in when let's look at the first 94 days. The border crisis, it's a human catastrophe down there. People that cried over what was Trump's maximum number of kids in a cage or whatever, minors, I think it was 2,900.
Oh.
2,900 was the maximum number of unaccompanied minor children that were in the facility. Those are the kids in cages. Right now there are 21,000 and some change in these facilities, and nobody says a word about it.
Don't want to go down there either. We can't go down there.
Oh, my recordable. I told you my recordable greeting card for my brother. His sympathy card has arrived.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you going to record it?
I'm going to, what do you mean? I've got it's just a microphone. Oh. Like, you can't do any. Oh. Yeah. It's not like that. What do you mean? But I have found a way that I can record it and prevent him from finding out how to record over it. So he can't re-record it and send it back.
Send it back, yeah.
Because if he wants, he's going to have to spend the $15 on one of these contraptions. I'm going to do soft piano music. I'm going to do a script. I got 40 seconds. You know, my sad piano music I use here all the time. And I'm just going to...
Give us a little sample.
Oh, I don't want to ruin it. But that's it. He hammered me and our family in these texts all 2019 about immigrants and how racist it was to keep them like this, and they're in cages, and they're, you know, blah, blah, blah. All... Oh. A whole year of it. And now he's blocked me. Because he knows that he's going to get a...
That's awesome.
So, with the border crisis, I mean, the first thing he did was halt the pipeline and kill, what, 25,000 jobs here and 8,000 jobs in Canada. Yep. Day one. And then he opened up the border, stopped the wall, probably unconstitutionally because that money hasn't been spent. Right. And it must be spent on what Congress appropriated it for. He's already talking about packing the court, something he said he'd never do. Already talking about, what do you call it? Making Puerto Rico a state. Equity is now preferred over equality. There's talk of reparations. There's critical race theory going into public schools. I mean, this is really, and he's got a...
Reparations.
He's got a 59% approval rating right now.
Wow.
I mean,
59.
The man that can't the man can't have a conversation unless it's, you know, he can't deliver a sentence unless it's spelled out in front of him.
How did he even get that? Is that even forged, do you think?
It's got to be. You know, or people are just so damn stupid. That they, you know, they hated Trump so much that a bucket of dung would have a 59% approval rating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We love this dung. This dung is not an outstep, but I'm much better than that. Cheeto face.
Cheeto face.
Mango Mussolini.
Mango Mussolini.
59%. All, but however, some Americans are viewing this illegal immigration problem as a very big problem. That's the way they put it.
Yeah, but what polls are they using for that too?
How could that have such a majority of approval rating with what's happening at the border?
And him clutching around on the TV.
That's why there's polls. I'd like to know where that.
Yeah, this is a Pew Research poll, so I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Pew Research. You ever heard of Pew Research?
I write them all off. I don't listen to none of them polls.
Yeah, I usually don't. Because polls aren't typically meant to reveal public opinion. They're more meant to craft it, you know?
Exactly.
Well, even craft
like you might see this and go, I better get on board with this guy.
I don't even think that poll is even accurate. I think it's probably rigged. I think it's fake.
I did too.
The YouTube, like you go to the YouTube White House, like how many people are, you know, disliking the views.
You shall no longer dislike the White House. Do you hear me?
You don't have that option.
Your only option is to like it.
It's as true as the voter ballots.
Exactly.
That's truly absurd. Because you know that YouTube relished in the Donald Trump White House dislikes. I mean, they loved it.
And why is the press not going out and just on the street? You know, like with stuff like Crowder does. I know Crowder's doing some hard issue stuff, but... Like people hit the streets and ask, what do you think about the crisis down right now? And ask people on the streets what they think. They can't blame Trump.
Right.
They go, I think that's wrong.
Oh, some of them will. Well, Trump policies were working. You have to be a moron to not see that. Because the first thing they did was overturn two big ones. Stop the wall and end the stay in Mexico rule. And voila. And you know what you could do to solve it all right now? Reverse those two things back to two Trump policies, literally, and the crisis is over.
Right,
and Kamala doesn't have to go down there; she can stay in Chicago and eat caramel ding dong ho hos all day.
And they crawfished on a bunch of other policies.
And how about that? She visited Chicago to see a bakery and eat some ho hos, when she could have been going down to visit some shot up teenager down at the local hospital.
Well, she wanted a snack.
She's allowed a snack, okay?
She's the VP.
Hey, the vice president's allowed to have a snack. Like everyone else.
Vice president. God, what a bitch shoving that in people's face, huh?
Yeah, it's really funny. boy, man, have you seen CNN's ratings? You know what? I wonder, how can they stay afloat, CNN? Because they may have a lot of advertisers, right? But the rate that they're being paid or that they're selling advertising for is contingent upon their ratings.
Yeah.
And which means that whoever advertises on there, your Pfizer's and your drug companies and all that stuff, they're getting a great deal because hardly anyone's watching it. So the average guy sitting at home, they're like, well, they CNN looks great. They got these big time hosts. They're all, you know, they live in the Hamptons and they live in New York City and they've probably been making a lot of bread and look at the shiny sets they have and the slick production. They are in the crapper.
They are.
Absolutely, 100%.
That's great.
Absolute crater in their ratings since Trump left office. I would be surprised if come 2024, CNN flips and becomes pro-Trump.
Hot talk.
Hot talk. Aren't they owned by a lot of the same owners that own the other ones?
AT&T, I think, owns CNN. So.
Oh, my God.
When Trump was speaking back in February, he came out to the CPAC and he said, miss me yet? Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you miss me yet?
I guarantee you, it's CNN. Much to their chagrin, they miss him.
Yeah, they got ratings.
They worked for 4 years to get him out of office by their own admission.
Yep.
They delivered propaganda to that end by their own admission.
Yep.
But now, like, oh, man, we shouldn't have done that.
We shouldn't have done that.
That's very un-media of the media, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of the, why would you do something that would damage, you know, I mean, you want... job security, don't you?
Yep.
Well, if the number one gig down at your network is to attack this guy, and you're doing great, and the ratings not the best, but you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know that once you get rid of him, that your ratings have tanked. Maybe you shouldn't have attacked him so much. You know, kept him around a little bit longer.
Well, what they do
to beat on for another 4 years.
They'll fire Cuomo. The Lemon will be gone.
Who? What?
Their Lemon's in trouble right now.
They will fire them and bring in someone newer, perspective, very liberal, new perspective that doesn't have the tag of anti-Trump on him, and do it all over again.
Yeah, you don't see Acosta much anymore, do you?
Nope. Yeah,
they kind of turned him out to pasture.
Yeah, I can just see the terse tears in his eyes.
He was like their little attack dog, you know. And what he is the number one dick on television. Well,
he doesn't have Trump.
On that network.
He doesn't have Trump around to pick on anymore, so he's got no value.
Because they're probably saying, we need to go younger here. We got to go younger here.
And here's another group of people that are going to be losing out. All the people that made a living writing one or two or three, in some cases four anti-Trump books during the Trump presidency. I mean, there are so many anti-Trump books that were published. Publishers now are going to suffer. They're a lot less traffic. You see Hunter Biden's book is in the crapper. Hillary's latest book is now selling for a buck or 98 cents or whatever. You know, there's no more machine.
He ran all that money, and and now they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Who are they going to pick on now?
Prior to Biden taking office, CNN averaged 2.2 million viewers. Since then, they're barely at a million. They have literally lost 54% of their audience. Think of right now if your salary was cut in half.
Oh, well, crap.
Oh, crap.
It's even worse among the cherished 25-54 demographic. There, they lost 60%. 60% of their viewers.
Now, what do you think that is?
Well, I think it happened to Fox, too.
Trump. They don't have Trump.
They still don't have Trump.
It happened to Fox, too. I mean, they didn't lose that many, but they lost a lot when they declared Arizona.
Yep.
And, you know, people with the Newsmax, America Voice Network, they found these alternative news sites that say, well, they're not lying to me. You know? Because they didn't call it. They didn't call the election.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bad press about CNN lying.
CNN's, yeah, their prime time lineup, Anderson Cooper, Cuomo, Don Lemon, has not been immune to the viewer turnoff either. They averaged 3.1 million viewers between 8 and 11 p.m. From December 28th through Biden taking office. That is down to 1.4 million.
Yeah, get rid of the hefty payrolls and get rid of those guys.
And what do you do? I don't know. I don't know what you do.
You downsize. You bring younger talent in.
Yeah, he's right.
And you get rid of them. And that's how you.
Yeah, but no, it's more than surviving financially. I mean, they have an identity crisis there now. They were the anti-Trump news network.
Yeah.
Everything they did from the time they woke up in the morning to the time they went to bed, every meeting they had in the morning with Zucker on the speakerphone in the newsroom, everything was about getting Trump. And they would come up with, how about this story? No, we're running with Trump's a dick and he's an a-hole and a misogynist today. That's all they did.
Well, if I was
sun up to sundown.
Yeah. If I was running things over there, I'd say, we're going to have a little staff meeting. I go, every president we're going to be against. Because we need the ratings. Every president that walks through there, we need ratings. You make sure that we destroy whoever's in office. That's what I would say.
We're going to run every president out of office. All right, here. I'm all for that, say aye. Aye, Kevin.
Do I get a pay raise? Of course you do.
It's like, no Pepsi, Coke. We switch. Maybe they should just, I don't know. I don't think there's any coming to the middle. Because at this point, we're so divisive that anyone that comes to the middle is going to be called a comer to the middler, or whatever you call that person, a middle. Right. You're middle of the road. You're getting weak. You know what I mean?
Yes.
On either side, don't get weak on us. You're weak.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But I'm sure they'll have a big cleaning house from upper management down the middle. Because when you sway like that, you're really cocky. It's like in the record business when you had a record label, you had a couple hot artists,
right?
And they're not selling anymore.
Yeah,
your swag's gone.
What are the hits now? We always say in any business, especially in radio, you play the hits. Obviously, in the music department, you play the hits. In talk radio, you play the hits. We're a timely, current. Some other stuff is fart jokes and stuff, but we're current.
Yeah,
we're in the right here, right now.
Yes.
Correct.
I don't know where I was going with that.
It's a good promo. There you
Thank you.
We're contemporary.
Mark that.
We're in step with contemporary thought.
Well,
I think they ought to feel the sting of the lash across their pitiful shoulders for a little while, Shannon. It's just time to feel it. Financially and otherwise, right. CNN.
There's just no more hits for the. What are the hits?
On Biden?
Because the hits are the current hot topics in the country, and one of them is the nightmare at the border. That's a huge one. Nightmare at the border. Oh, by the way, there's that article. They're still seizing land down there for private owners along the way the border line was to go. They haven't stopped doing that.
Right.
I think they're going to continue the wall because they know it works. They're just not going to tout it because if they admit it, then Trump was right.
Anything to keep Trump from being right.
He was right about that Russian bounty on American soldiers hoax. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Now they come out and they backtracked out all the way back to nil.
You don't think people are upset with them for the way that they lied and stuff? You think it's mostly because they just don't have the hit?
Trump. Well, no, they have the hits, but they don't want to play the hits.
Yeah, they don't want to play the hits because that
because the hits aren't good for them or their guy or their people or their party, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I got you.
What is the good story to tell right now about the Biden administration?
Nothing. Absolutely freaking nothing.
Really? I'd love to hear one.
But CNN could have great stories. They could talk about Kamala not going down to the border and bash the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Any hungry journalist would want to do that.
They
ask the questions in the White House. They don't want to.
They can't do it.
Go interview 25,000 people that lost their jobs at the pipeline.
Yep. No.
Great news. Ratings.
No. Can't do it. It goes against their political.
Here's our buddy Brandon in Iowa. Brandon, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, Shannon?
What's happening?
The CNN thing with all the ratings. It's like when a guy has a hot girlfriend and you got sick of her. Cheating on him, but then he missed having all the good loving after he realized that she was gone after a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. That was their. Trump was CNN's hot girlfriend that cheated on him.
They finally kicked him to the curb, and then they wanted him to come back because they knew that that's the only best thing they're ever going to have.
Yeah. Do you have any ex-girlfriends laying around, Brandon?
No, I mean, my first girlfriend and only one was when I was 8 years old till I was 11.
Oh.
I've been single since.
The glorious 8 through 11 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Were you active?
At least,
or?
At least we were about the same age. I didn't date any 15-year-old like Bubba when he was 20 years old.
See, it's hard time.
Back when Bubba dated age inappropriately, he was in Baton Rouge. It's a different world there.
Yeah. Whole different world.
Yeah.
I kind of like that story that you guys were talking about. The story yesterday.
What story is that?
The incest story.
Oh, yeah. Creepy people in Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend, Brian.
Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Yeah,
go write some more jokes.
All right, bye.
Write some more jokes. Oh, okay. It's just hard not to. You were saying it the other day. You said it today.
Yeah, it's just.
You don't like to look at the news. It's all bad.
I got to look at the news, but you look at it, it's Friday, you go, oh, man, I just need to breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's heavy. I mean, this stuff.
We got fart jokes for later.
Yeah, later.
But when you're passionate about America and you're passionate about your job, too, reporting news, it's like you read this stuff and it's just like there's just no hope in sight.
And you know what? When we talk about the people that were crying about the 2,900 kids in cages that are now oddly silent about it, not just in the news or in the media, but look at the average Joe, you know, the average liberal guy, you know, or person or family member. You don't hear them talking about it. You don't hear them crying. They're not moaning to you about it.
No, you don't.
So, which tells you one thing. They're either fair weather friends when it comes to, hating on conservatives. So that's all they are. Because you would think that if humanity mattered to them to the point where some of them would come to tears.
Right.
Literally come to tears when 2,900 kids are there. And we're on a scale of a humanitarian crisis at the border, the southern border, we've never seen before. And it's crickets.
Nothing.
Crickets. Don't hear nothing. And the media can't do anything about it either, right? Because that goes against their agenda. They can't go down there and bitch and moan about it, right?
Right. Why would they do that? That's their guy. They can't make their guy look bad.
No, they can't make their guy look bad. And you know, they're not loud.
It's like if I was out at a bar somewhere and Jeff is there and I'm getting drunk and out of control, Jeff's like, I can't let him be seen like this. Let me get him out of here.
Shannon goes, get away from me.
Let's go to Applebee's. You'll see.
We'll yank it when we get back. But also, man, we're going to get to some audio from DeSantis. You know what? I'm worried about him. He's acting too presidential right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Too presidential. I mean, I think I'll make a great president, but I'm a little, you know, I'm a little greedy. I'd rather keep him here taking care of us. We're in some tumultuous times as a state, but if he can, say, turn the whole country around. But he makes a rather prolific statement about vaccines and the vaccinated. It's very simple, and that's why the guy's presidential. I'll play it for you before we get into... I hear Beedoo Beedoo's become quite popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like coast to coast popular, Beedoo Beedoo.
On other shows and whatnot.
Excellent. Before you know it, people are going to try to make up their own Beedoo Beedoo, but I don't think there is another one.
I don't think there is. All of them pale.
I mean, Beedoo Beedoo is pretty unique. You go, ear, but that's a little bit more difficult to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There's no. That's no Beedoo Beedoo.
No, it's no B2B. It rolls right off the tongue.
All right, we'll play that for you. Where am I? And we'll do Yonkin' It. Ow.
Sorry about that. Zipper's big today.
Yeah. Sorry, I've got a little too close to the microphone. I'll back away. There we go. Well, Yankee, we owe Frey as well. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Some pudding.
Fabio has landed, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. I felt bad, so we sent you a text.
Did you?
Before you?
I saw that,
and yeah. Apparently you got it right when you got in the parking lot to go get what we needed for the piano right. today. And I thought you had gotten it 30 minutes prior when you probably left the house, then you had to leave and go get it, and you're on all this traffic.
So. Oh, dude, let me tell you,
I spent the first 10 minutes of the show bitching about it.
It is
I'm getting a dash cam. We're gonna have traffic moments with Shannon.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of bleeping out. I can
heavily edited.
It's called a dictator.
Yeah.
No, the diplomat.
Yeah, the diplomat.
That's the diplomat. Yeah, that's what I went with. Oh, I found a. I'm still on the search for this. The antenna that I got is not the right antenna. I'm still on the search.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. After all that,
but you know what I found? I found it has a cassette deck. I start thinking I'm sitting in traffic on. There's got to be a better way until I get this thing fixed. Instead of this little speaker, you know the Bluetooth. I'm sitting in traffic. I was sitting in light. Open up the Amazon and just for kicks, I put cassette Bluetooth adapter. There's about five of them on the market.
Yeah, it's easy to
pop it in there, plays to the system, and I right off my phone.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah. Technology.
Power.
Are there any open mics to speak of?
Let's take a look.
Let me look.
There's 11.
Oh, that's not enough to get me excited yet.
No.
No? No, not really.
What's your limit?
Maybe 11 is. You want to do those, then we'll get into the, or do you got a lot to talk about?
Well, let's get some open mics going.
All then. Right, then. That answers that question.
Not much.
And whatnot.
And whatnot.
That's so,
you
segment.
You're going to run a name of your CD by me. You want to do that on the air or off the air?
It don't matter.
Didn't I give you a winner already?
Uh-uh.
I did. So. What? I made a suggestion for your... for his CD name, and it was brilliant. I'm good remember. At naming stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was stupid ass.
No, it wasn't.
It was called A Piece of Turd.
What, do you remember the name of my first CD?
No.
Songs I Wrote While Eating Pudding?
Uh-huh. All right.
I thought about naming it that. Songs I Wrote Pudding While
two.
Eating Pudding.
I don't think
two.
That I don't think that works anymore.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
people
would
have
old.
To remember the. Yeah,
they would.
Yeah,
and they're not.
The one.
They're probably dead.
Be
the
two
they're,
would be.
Most yeah. of them are probably dead.
Volume two.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably not call it that.
All right.
I gave you a winner. What was the winner?
I can't remember.
I'll come up with another one. Don't worry about it.
It's called Bubba's Dead.
Download the Florida Man app.
Bubba's dead.
Bubba is dead. You can leave open mic yourself. You can also listen to archives, to podcasts. You can text the show, call the show, find out what's going on. We get great news service on there as well. It's a really, I'm surprised we have such a great app.
We really do.
It's really nice. Here we go.
Got to say.
Be-do, be-do.
You can't beat be-do, be-do.
No.
Not with a stick. That's a fit. That's a bird. That's the bird I hear.
That's the bird.
I have this bird. We must find the Bidu bird, and we must have one here in the studio in a cage.
That'd be
all
great.
Day.
Bidu, 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 Bidu. It's probably a robin.
Hold on, listen to that again.
Bidu, Bidu, Bidu.
That's it. Our mascot.
That is
the
Bidu
bird.
He was able to capture that.
That is awesome.
Holy Bidu Bidu, Batman. Boaz made it to work 3 days in a row. Yay, Bubba. Hang in there, buddy.
Thank you, Captain.
If that 13-year-old would have been shot by another gangbanger instead of a police officer, we never would have heard his name. He just would have been another number that's just swept under the rug.
Absolutely right. Could have said it better myself. He would have just been another body bag down at the morgue.
Yep.
At least I got a job.
And it happened in Chicago, right? The 13-year-old getting shot. So, and they have like the strictest gun laws there are. You can't even own a handgun in there, can you? So that shows you right there the fact he even had a gun, he was breaking the law, and he's not even old enough to own a handgun, even if that state allowed it.
So at what point can we start holding the media responsible for inciting violence mm-hmm. or inciting riots because of the way they twist stories?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if we can hold a president responsible or try to, why can't we hold the media responsible?
Absolutely.
This is garbage.
Great comment.
Absolutely.
Great.
You want to try to pin something on the president, you literally edited a piece of video to make it look like a cop shot an innocent kid that didn't have... I mean, you could clearly see his gun a millisecond before they edited.
Yeah. And that's inciting.
We don't want to show that.
I read an article today on Newsmax that Facebook is blocking any post regarding the New York Post article about the Black Lives Matter founders' real estate holdings.
It's true. I got the story right here in my hand. Facebook is being blasted... yesterday and day before yesterday, there was a black writer who raised the same stink on Twitter, and he got suspended for being critical of the Black Lives Matter founder having a $4 or $5 million real estate portfolio. And you can't do that anymore. You cannot criticize this woman for her real estate because she's the founder of Black Lives Matter.
I'll tell you, that's the reason they have all the security
what
now.
Is going on?
You're right. People want to
yeah.
take these people out.
Yeah. That's why yeah. Zuckerberg has $24 million a year in security. Because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay, guys, this is my contribution, a public service announcement. It's a little toe tapper called Don't Resist. And you may have heard something similar from Hall & Oates. Try it a cappella. Don't resist. You're on my list. Don't resist because I won't miss. Don't resist if you want to stay alive.
Oh, my Lord.
Shaggy from Orlando.
Not good.
Bubba was got a headache on that one.
That was painful. You
know, was he was a little...
Pitchy.
Yeah, pitchy, a little pitchy.
Yeah, I'd say more than that.
Not to worry about it. DeSantis has already said he's not running for president until after his second term as governor.
Yeah, but okay. Like, politicians have never changed their mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wanted to play the... Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Now, Jeff Adams. Let's get to Jeff for a second.
Uh-oh.
I don't teabag Jeff. Never have.
I heard
never
this.
Will,
this is the radio.
Right, Lurch? He would like me to. But I'm not going to do it. I mean, he's begged me to a few times. But I've always said, no, Jeff, I'm not doing that. There's no way I'm doing it.
Wow.
There you go.
There you go, Justin's gay.
Hey, creepy Joe Biden. How's that dick tape?
What?
Thanks. I knew you guys were going to love that be-do so much yesterday. I would have called in when I wasn't sick.
Would have made it better.
My story about not resisting the police was that I had a small little police officer ask me to go with him to jail, and I said, surely you don't think you're going to take me by yourself, do you? And he didn't. He called on his radio and had about 13 officers billy clubbing me in my front yard. I never resisted again.
There you
That's
go.
A great story. A well, except when you got busted for resisting arrest.
All right, come on.
That's out of his range.
Yeah, it is. He did it for you. Yes, for yesterday.
Great.
Your friend, Daniel Fawcett, is in the kitchen. But my pants and underwear were soaked, so I was just hanging them out on your balcony while I continued to work Porky Pig.
Continue to work.
All right, there we go. Download the app. You can do that. You can do a lot more. Our app is very. We do a lot of contests on the app. We do a lot of. There's nudes of Bubba on there.
Oh,
all
boy.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Traditions demands we yank it with your friend.
Yes.
Dave.
Let's do it.
Have you yanked it yet? It's time to yank it with your free
amateur.
Sundry.
Oh. This is Beater Beater right here.
That's the original.
Yeah, that's analog.
Analog.
What was that open mic from Justin all about?
It wasn't even...
That's something. That's a clip from his show today.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard it.
Someone played it?
Yeah, someone played it.
Oh. I thought they were leaving an open mic, but it's resorted to them leaving open mics.
Oh, no.
I heard Lurch in the back going,
I think someone called it and said that that he sucked your balls or the ball. I don't even know.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Don't disrupt the show. That's all.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. Yes. We play nice here.
Yeah.
Beat it, beat it.
Beat it, beat it.
Well, right. I've never felt so much pressure in my life ever.
You're under a lot of pressure right now?
With this segment, you know, and life in general.
Because, yeah?
Yeah.
This is good for you. It's therapy. You get a chance to vent. You talk about your problems. I solve most of them, and then we move on.
Well, it's funny that the open mic... The open mic one was pretty funny because I got a call when I got to work. I guess there was two guys working in the house, and I guess Angel, I left. I went to go get a haircut down the way, and she called and goes, I walked out of the bathroom, and she goes, there was all these workers because they're going to tear down the wall today. And I'm standing there like in basketball shorts and a shirt, and all they just stopped and they all looked at me. They had crock pots, eating out of crock pots, because they would bring these crock pots, they plug them in so they keep their food. And
oh, you got to smell their food cooking in there all day.
So it's like eight.
What's going on here?
Eight people in there, and she said she was a little embarrassed. She was caught off guard. And
why would she be caught off guard when she knows that they're all going to be there?
No, she thought there was only the two guys working in, and all of a sudden there's
those
like
guys called and said, "Hey, she's in the shower. Hurry over here. Grab your crock pot. Come on over. Have some lunch."
And then she said it went completely quiet. And then she went back in the bathroom. And they were all laughing. Oh,
of course, dude. They're construction guys.
They're guys. Why were they from Brazil or something?
Yes. Brazil.
Brazilian construction guys. All right.
So I am under a lot of pressure at the show. I was walking in. I was pulling some audio out of the production studio, and our boss, Shane, was in there, and he talked to me, and he goes, I'm really liking this Yanking It With Yo Frey segment. And he goes, man, it makes me feel better about myself, and makes me feel a whole lot better about myself because the stuff that goes on.
Oh, man, that's a total burn.
And out of all the pressure with all of it, I'm like, I was like today, I'm not in the groove today, you know? I said, this is a horrible day for him to tell me that because I have to live up to the stories.
He's just.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, I'm on a quest, Shannon.
What are you on a quest for?
I'm on a
I'll
quest.
I'll show you where it is.
To find the perfect toilet in this building. And it started today.
What is wrong with you?
You went upstairs.
I used to have a co-host that had to leave the studio at a top of the hour break, drive to his apartment nearby, take off all his clothes, turn on the shower, go to number two, put his clothes back on, and come back to the studio.
Really?
Well,
I just go back here and pee.
By the dock.
Jeff's like the Swami of going number two. He's got the perfect conditions.
Yes.
It's almost like a Zen experience without the possibility of disruption in a clean environment.
Right.
That's, yeah, right?
Yeah, so I ventured out. It was a little venture. I had just eaten, so I was like, I can't go on the our regular one here, so let me venture up a little bit.
You went upstairs.
I've never seen the whole building and itself.
I've never been up above this.
The
ground floor.
Isn't that weird? None of us have been upstairs.
Nothing. So I went to the second floor.
Yes.
And
there's like a room full of naked girls.
Oh, damn.
You must be from the first floor. Come on in.
And I found this back bathroom, but it looked like it was a little heavy. I walked in the stall and there was some stains.
A little heavy?
What do you mean?
There's some stains. It didn't flush right. I go, this seems like heavy traffic area here. So I'm not using this one. So I said, you know what? What the hell? You know? I said, I'm going to go to the top floor.
And all the way to the top. Penthouse.
I went all the way to the top.
How many floors are in this building?
I think four.
Okay.
I went to the top. I said, man, this is really cool up here. I've never been up here before. So I said, okay.
What's up there?
More office space.
A balcony that overlooks the atrium.
Nice.
Big corporation company there.
Plastic surgeon's office up there. Boob job.
So I said, all right, this building's set the same. So, behind Nature's Table there's a bathroom. So I said, there's got to be a bathroom behind these other things.
Yeah.
So on the top floor, I went back, and as I looked to my right, I saw Bubba walking in the parking lot nice and slow. I was like, Bubba doesn't even see me right now. And I'm sitting here walking in. He's taking his time walking in. And
how's the bathroom?
I went up there, and this seemed like a little heavy traffic area, too. I said, it wasn't clean.
Who's here in this building?
I don't know.
Oh, there's probably nobody up there.
There's T-Mobile and Train up there.
But they're not up there.
Train has three and four, but there's some people up there.
Oh, there is? Well, they have heavy lunches.
Yeah.
Heavy lunches. So, how was I walking?
You're walking like this. It took you about 15 minutes, I was writing this bit out that's failing right now. But I was on the top floor. I was on the top floor.
Right.
And so I went, you know what?
It's got to be more than one bathroom up there.
I'm going to come back to this angle where we're,
On this end of the building.
So I walked in there. It was like bizarro. It was like being in a different world.
What do you mean?
Same type of hallway. I'm walking. I'm like, man, this feels like I'm downstairs. Walk in the bathroom. It's an identical bathroom.
Yeah.
And it looks like.
Most of them are in buildings like this.
Yeah. I was going to say,
Quiet. It was clean, and I was like, this is the place where I'm going to rest my butt for a few minutes. And so I got in there, and I said, I found a new spot. I mean,
that's no it. But no, you got to go up an elevator. Why would you go up an elevator? To take I'll go up there to rub one out in peace, but I don't know if I go up there to number two. You got to go.
But now everybody knows where it is, so he's screwed. Yeah.
So I went up there, and I was like, I was going to give this bathroom four stars.
Yes.
for cleaning this. And as I was writing this bit, sitting on the toilet.
Right. What happened?
There was some traffic. Guy,
350-pound delivery man came in there and dropped the kids off in the pool.
Guy is whistling, just whistling to himself, and he's like, starts washing his hands. I was like, is he? And I'm sitting there getting anxiety. I'm like, what is he doing? Is he washing his hands to come sit in this stall next to me? Because I'm not done yet. And he's like whistling. I'm like,
I'm not done yet.
He's whistling to some song, and he's all happy. Like, dude, I don't think he hears me in there. I just went quiet. You know, I was just like, oh, man.
He thinks he's alone in there?
Yeah. And so, and then he leaves. So I guess he just had to wash his hands. I think it was a security guard. I heard keys.
Thank God he left.
So I'm giving that bathroom upstairs 3 stars. I thought I would give it 4 stars, but the fact that someone walked in, 5 stars perfection. Like, I would give the gymnasium bathroom 5 stars.
I wouldn't.
Because people don't really rock in there.
Yeah, but it's not as glamorous or nice as the other bathrooms.
Yeah, but you walked in on me in the private bathroom, the gym, one time.
Yeah, you go, turn right around. You go, I'm out of here.
You saw my feet. You go, uh-oh. But it rarely happens, right? That's a good bathroom. Yeah. But I was going to give this one 4. I gave it 3 because the guy walked in.
But you think you're dropping a golden egg or something? I mean, it's poop.
He's weird.
It's just weird. It's the environment. I think the perfect public restroom I've ever experienced was the Ritz-Carlton in St. Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have, it's like you walk in a closet, there's like a wall, and there's like big doors at the top of the ceiling.
You like it because you're in a closet.
Yes.
Not with a stall with the leg room. People can see your legs are about open head. It's a room. You're in a little bitty room with a louvered door, and you're just in there grunting it out.
That's right.
What, do you have people look over the top of the stall when you're sitting there pooping?
It's a better feeling of privacy. Atlanta, the building the radio station was at Atlanta, the bathroom on the first floor had that. Really nice. A couple of them. One is nice and big and like a handicap with a door. It's like your own little room.
And a basket to put your towel in when you're done.
There's some magazines there.
Yeah.
I'm not about to touch those.
Yeah, don't touch the
magazines.
Doo-doo
finger guy in there before.
But anyways, a pleasant experience in this building. So if you're looking for any employees listening right now, I recommend the 4th floor.
You've set your standards way too high. So
yeah. But I did make a mistake. When I walked out, I thought I was downstairs, so I made a left like I was going to the mailing.
Yeah.
Bizarro moment. The doors weren't there for JVC. I'm like, oh, I'm upstairs. That's right. And then I noticed last night, too, walking around my new neighborhood. I got home. We didn't eat automatically, so we walked around the neighborhood. I go, hey, Angel, let's go take a walk. And I've never known people walking, they're rude. Like this new place.
What do you mean?
They act like when you're walking by them, they just like look down. They don't say anything. Because I was going to say, hey, how's it going? They just look directly down. They don't want nothing to do with you. You know?
What are they? Are they preoccupied? Are they on their phone? Are they listening to their headphones?
Man and woman, husband and wife.
Walking their dogs.
Retirees.
Nothing. They just acted like they want nothing to do with us. They just look down.
Exactly, the dog.
So, and that was happened twice. Twice people walking in the neighborhood. Why do people... Well,
did you say anything to them?
Oh, they didn't, I was going to try to make eye contact.
Well, it's your job to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm
good
your
evening.
I'm your new neighbor.
No, but you just felt awkwardness, at that point. I was ready to say, hello, how's it going?
So you think that people should address you?
No, not that.
That's what I
make
that's
eye contact.
You see, okay.
You got to look at the eyes first and then say, but if they're like this, they're like, all right, they don't want to be bothered. But I think that's rude. I guess I'm that way sometimes.
I'm friends. People on my, we always wave. We know people in our hood. We're like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Except for one rude family with a boxer. They look straight ahead or down, and they never make eye contact.
I hate that.
Don't talk to those people.
Well, I'm headed to Sarasota this weekend, and then I got to move out of my house to Lakeland Sunday.
Goodbye, Lakeland. The last time.
I got to pack all this stuff up, and then I'm done with Lakeland with the house.
I noticed that you asked for help on Facebook. I don't know if you did it on purpose or like for you were joking.
I was dead serious. I was trying to save money, but everybody's sarcastic remarks. I had to delete everything. Thanks, Burke Brigade. I appreciate it.
I got something you can move.
Everybody's like, oh, I got an operation that day. I can't help.
Yeah.
That's every yang of your
brain. It's bum knee of mine,
Elective surgery.
Doggy do on his shoes.
Yeah. But you're done with it.
Yes. Well,
now you got to live in a wrecked, half-remodeled job site for how long? A month?
Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Who'd you get to move? Your 2 men in the truck?
Some other company.
2 broads and a station wagon. That's what it's called.
Very good.
All right. Governor DeSantis acting quite presidential. And when I get back, I'll play that piece of audio. He's not one of them.
That's for
sure. You know
what
I mean?
I agree.
You know, you can tell, you can hear a man's words or a woman's words, and you know whether she's kind of toeing the line or she's being genuine and original.
He breaks right through it.
He's genuine, and he says what every common sense mind is thinking, and he just, he's Trumpian in that way. I think he's more careful with his words. He is certainly...
tactful.
Yeah, much more tactful. but we'll play when we get back. We're lucky to have him here.
Yeah, I saw him going in his mansion with his wife and his kids. What a lovely family.
Lovely family. Also, I'll tell you what happened to a man who accidentally took one Pfizer and then one Moderna.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. DeSantis asks he just says the obvious, and that's why I think he's acting presidential. Maybe that's the good thing. You know, you do it now for a while, you know, and people
get used to it. Yeah.
So I know he claims that he's not going to run in 20, and I hope he doesn't, quite frankly. Here he is. He's talking about vaccines and immunity to a group of folks.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Exactly.
If you've been vaccinated, congratulations, you're immune. Go about as if you were immune. That was why you got it. That was why we developed it.
Did you see on the Moderna, they want you to take a third shot now?
Oh, yeah, boosters, yeah.
Jeez, can you believe that?
Yeah, here we go.
When are they going to stop making us responsible for their COVID? You know, if I go get the shot, then I'm good, right?
Right, absolutely. No, well, yeah, that's what I would think. You're immune. Well, I don't know if it's that very minute. But, you know, I would imagine within a short period of time, you're immune. Like, if you were to get a flu shot, I would imagine hours later, you'd be, immune.
Not as
susceptible. That's just people want to get in people's business.
This is plain thinking, though.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. How can you say you're vaccinated? We know that vaccines make you immune to the disease for which you're vaccinated for.
Yeah.
So you could go around and like you're immune. You don't need to follow any rules at all. You're immune.
Right.
Right?
You know, it's so funny, Shannon. All the idiots that got the V tattoo. Now they're going to have to put V1, V2,
oh, yeah.
V3.
I can't believe people put V tattooed a V on there. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They want to be compliant, you know?
Nearly so far in America, 6,000 fully vaccinated Americans got COVID-19.
Wow. Effective.
A Mississippi man experienced a blood clot after receiving the J&J vaccine, has been left paralyzed on one side of his body and unable to talk.
That's going to be me.
Yeah. You're not taking it, Bubba. You're not taking it.
I haven't taken it yet.
Don't.
I thought that was an audio clip.
You may. I don't know. Do what your doctor tells you to do. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, I hear another. Look, this just today I heard another strain is coming over here from Europe and jumping over here.
Jumping over?
Gonna jump and turn us all into mongoloids. I swear to God, it's gonna do that.
A University of Cincinnati student, 21-year-old John Francis Foley, died a day after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Unexpectedly.
Jesus.
It's under investigation.
and you're feeling fine before you take it. That's the killer. That's a really great part of it.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you take it, you're done.
I'm hacking up some mucus.
Yeah, you know, I'm with the governor.
Yeah.
I'll get some of that mucus.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your business. Then you know you're not immune.
Right.
And you should be careful.
And you think they'd be smarter saying that if you did get the vaccine, you don't need to wear a mask. They're still pushing the mask.
You want to get people vaccinated, yeah. That's what you tell them.
You're damn right.
You get up there and go, guess what? You get vaccinated, it's we'll party like it's 1999.
Everybody will get it.
Right.
Yeah. Except for me.
Yeah, and me.
And me. Except for this room.
And me trailing in last.
There is a spring wave of coronavirus crashing across 38 states. What?
Where?
That's one I read. That did.
This is where they want us right here. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, look at Texas. It's they lifted the mask mandate. They stopped all the mandates for any COVID requirements. You can do them on your own if you like. You can do them of your own free will. If you want to limit people in your bar to 50%, that's your bar. Do what you want. But you don't have to. The state's not mandating a mask. If you want to mandate a mask in your restaurant or your bar or your fishing gear supply store, that's your prerogative. But no longer, the state's no longer involved in it. Party on. And the numbers are not growing. They're not exploding. They're decreasing. Hospitalizations are that's the only reason they lifted the mandates, because everything had decreased for so long. And then you get stories like a spring wave of coronavirus crashes across 38 states.
That's what I read. That scared the hell out of me.
That's what it's meant to do, Bob.
I know.
They say that it's turned into a patchwork of regional hotspots, with some states hammered by a surge of infections and hospitalizations, even as others see the crisis begin to ease. Come on.
What a mixed message.
This whole thing has been a mixed message.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
Exactly. It's easing, but it's also crashing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Don't worry about a mask, but where to?
Yeah. Everything's okay. Oh, my God. This spring, we're all going to die. when you hear Fauci, and more than once now, he's been asked the question about how do you explain Texas, that whole scenario there, and his response has always been, I don't know, and... You know, when you wait a little bit longer, sometimes these things, you know, just wait. So he's almost like hopeful. You almost, you know.
Well, it's his career.
Right. It's him. Yeah.
He's out of a job.
Jim Jordan had it out with him. We played a little bit of yesterday. I have a longer version of it.
Nice.
Not much longer. Would you like to indulge? May I indulge you?
Yeah,
please.
I love Jim Jordan and his type of guy.
Is the time. When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
That's right.
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? Are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing. I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end for sure when we get the level of infection very low. It is at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surges.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet.
Yeah, and if you don't limit, we'll build a fence around your church and shut it down.
Exactly. Your right to assemble? Oh, my goodness. We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people over to your house.
Yeah, Congressman Jordan.
Your ability to petition your government for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital.
Think about that.
To petition their government to talk to their representatives and freedom of the press.
It's obviously he doesn't look at it that way at all.
No.
Because he's the highest paid guy in town.
Yeah.
You know that that's not the only bread that comes in. He's got other patents on medicines and other things. And somewhere I think that there's a bonus clause in his COVID-19 contract.
To extend.
Not well. It may push him to extend it. I think he's getting like 3-4 cents per vaccinated person.
I guarantee that. He's a
3-4 cents per vaccinated person?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, why does he want this thing to go on forever and ever and ever, never give us an idea when it's going to stop?
Why do you
part
think?
Part of it's tied to him being one of the most, I don't know if you want to say the most important, but certainly one of the most recognized. He's a household name. All of a sudden, he went from obscurity to the cover of Style magazine, and he's on The View, and he's on, you know, he's on hey. New. He's a goddamn
communist.
Well, whenever the pandemic goes away, it's no longer a story. Guess who goes back into obscurity?
Him.
Yeah.
Where he needs to be, like a troll.
Well, it's not only that. The government's making money off this whole thing, and they're shutting things down to where they have, you know, control over everything. That's
they're not making money. They're spending all of our money. But yeah, it's all about fear and control.
I don't know about your liberty thing.
Representative Scalise just showed you and talked about. Guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities. The press is not. The Biden administration will not let the press in there, and certainly freedom of speech. I mean, freedom. Governor of our third largest state meets with physicians, and that video is censored because they dare to disagree with Dr. Fauci. So I just want to know,
that's
when do
right.
Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
No, your recommendations carry a lot of weight, Dr. Fauci. We just had the chair of the Financial Services Committee said she loves you, and you're the greatest thing in the world.
Will my the gentleman recommendations yield? Are consistent.
Will the gentleman yield?
No,
it's my
time. Could I answer the question, please? My recommendations are not a personal recommendation. It's based on the CDC guidance, which is underscored.
What measures have to be attained before Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
I just told you that.
No, you haven't given anything specific.
You said we hope when this tell me specifically.
Right now, we have about 60,000 infections a day, which is a very large risk for a surge.
Bull.
We're not talking.
We don't know how many of those are the flu because the flu is apparently non-existent.
Exactly.
How many? You know, it's ridiculous. Gone, we're being fed this crap and we're taking it.
Yeah.
You tell me the flu is gone? That the 60,000 people that sometimes die a year of the flu and the millions of cases of the flu have just vanished like a fart in the wind?
And heart disease. Everything else. Think about it.
Well, the flu is the first thing they'll categorize as a COVID-19. It's a respiratory thing, you know. The minute you go in there coughing a sneeze with a fever, COVID.
We don't have to test you anymore.
Yeah, just stand right there. Yeah, you don't come any further. You got it.
What happened to liberty and justice for all? That's what I want to know.
Here's John C. in Orlando. John, how are you?
Hey, guys, great segment. I'm going to go to a Ben Franklin quote, when people turn into sheep, the wolves get hungry, right? And I think that's what's happening to all of us nowadays. No one's going to fight back. But if the U.S. government guaranteed 300 million doses to be bought and paid for, why is my insurance company asking for my insurance card and a copay? I don't understand that. Is there a double dip?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Pretty much.
I mean,
good point.
It's ridiculous. And then now they're saying I need a booster vax from Pfizer because no one knows how the first one was built in the beginning.
Right.
And the third piece is the group that was left out of testing and all this ramp up and warp speed stuff, and I voted for that, the other guy, not the guy in house, is they didn't test it on people with immunodiseases, which is causing all the issues.
Right.
So they excluded a group that's worth billions of dollars of Humira and other drugs. They're going to have bad effects. So it's when you, once you modify your RNA, you're susceptible to the next level, whatever that is.
That's the biggest concern for me. You know, there's no, that's a long-term deal.
There's no control.
Right. Who knows what happens, you know? But you know, you're right. It is about fear, and when the you're right. How'd the saying go?
When the people turn into sheep, the wolves get hungry.
Yeah,
and that's a Ben Franklin quote, and that's how liberty gets subdued when speech is gone.
Yeah.
So it's just totally, as we mute the audience has no voice.
Yeah. Good point. John C., I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
See you guys.
Later.
Yep.
It's true. True, true, true.
Oh. Well.
Damn it.
The White House says that Congress should end. This is another gun control. I'll explain it to you. That Congress should end immunity for gun manufacturers. And they say they should end immunity. That means that, Adam, whatever the kid's name that was killed, his parents could sue Smith and Wesson for that.
Ooh, that'd be good.
No, that would be really bad.
It'd be bad.
Here's what happens. The gun makers, gun manufacturers become... get sued, and it costs them money, and they got to hire a bunch of lawyers, mm-hmm. and they got to pay out a bunch of settlements at some point. And then guess what? Guns become so expensive that the average American can't afford it, any longer.
Yeah, I thought about that, but
only outlaws will have them then, as they say.
They say, Psaki said, it's the only industry in America, the only billion-dollar industry that can't be sued. They're exempt from being sued. Imagine how different it would be had that same exemption been available to tobacco companies who knew and lied about the danger they were causing. Yeah, but you can't compare guns to tobacco.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You know, you don't have a constitutional right to well, I guess you do. I guess you have a constitutional right to tobacco. Well, you have a constitutional.
You're damn straight.
You're damn right. My constitution. I read the Copenhagen Amendment.
That's right.
That's what it's called.
It was.
Yeah, Section 3 is about skull bandits and how they're for nothing but course.
That's right. That'd be correct, sir. I ain't mad at them, but the bandits are certainly kind of fair.
The ultimate goal here is purely to ban guns or make them prohibitively expensive by suing into bankruptcy those who legally produced them and sold them.
You know what really kills me about this 13-year-old, too, is where the hell were the parents?
That's what I want.
How about we start right there?
If you can sue a gun maker, you can sue a knife maker.
Right.
Think about that. Follow the logical, playing out logically.
A fork maker, too. Think about it. He could stab somebody with a fork and kill him.
The brick.
That's why the spork was
a knife for sure. No, because a knife was designed to cut and stab. Yeah. Guns are designed to shoot and kill.
Well, in that case, you could outlaw bats. Baseball bats. Because you could swing a bat and hit somebody in the head.
Yeah, but they weren't made for that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter.
Why does it matter? Because if you can still use it in that effect.
No, because a gun was made specifically to shoot and kill someone.
No, well.
Or hunt.
A hunt.
Right. But that's a handgun is specifically, it's not for hunting. It's specifically for protection, you know. That's what a pistol is for. It's designed to kill someone in the right situation.
It is.
Maybe you say that hunting knives. I don't know.
Yeah, you could say the same thing.
Slingshot.
Yeah. Swords. A sword.
We'll be here. We're running out of time. It's good.
Stabbing my pointy sword. I want my skull.
I got a pocket knife right in my pocket right
Why
now.
Y'all keep doing that? Why are you making them noise like an old man?
Man,
I gotta go to 7-Eleven and get some skull. I'll be right back.
That ain't me.
Ron DeSantis goes into a long explanation of how lockdowns are wrong. Lockdowns are wrong. Yeah. He proved that lockdowns are wrong, and he said they all know lockdowns are wrong. They all know that they're bad for both controlling a virus, and they're bad for economies and everything else. And he said, and they are never, ever going to admit it.
Of course.
Never. Sons of bitches.
Oh, sorry. I'm mad about the Liberty thing. That idiot Fauci, good Lord. He says he doesn't get it. You know,
he looks at it. He's trying to stay outside of the politics of it. I don't know anything about that. I'm just a doctor. I'm just a virologist. I don't know anything about the economies. To him, he is supposed to just look at it from a medical standpoint.
Right.
CDC, you know,
CDC. He won't even admit that we've lost our liberties. He won't even admit that.
He doesn't. He hasn't lost any of his liberties.
Well, he doesn't live in our world.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's what my point is.
Exactly. You think any of them live in our world?
None of them. No. None of them.
I don't know. I'm not going home to a $30,000 freezer full of $15 a pint handmade churned ice cream.
Yeah. That's not true.
He probably got a BMW with 8 layers of chrome on it.
Yeah.
8 layers.
8 layers of chrome on it.
The whole car is made of chrome. He's got stock in Windex.
Yeah. No, you don't. Yeah, you don't use Windex on a chrome. You get special stuff on the chrome. Of course. You can't just a man got the Moderna, and then he accidentally got a Pfizer as his second shot.
Uh-oh.
His penis fell off.
Oh,
found
no.
It in his underwear the next morning.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. They're not sure what's going to happen yet.
Wow. I can't believe they haven't tried that already on somebody.
So the guy goes to give him a shot. He goes, you ready? He goes, all right, yeah, let's go. Ready for the poke? He goes, oops. As soon as he poked me, he looked down at my card and said, And he goes, I looked at him. I said, you did not just give me the wrong shot, did you? And the man went, lay down, sir.
Wow.
What does it do, really? Does it make
he said, sense? You're going to be fine. You're fully vaccinated. That's the good news. Do we know that?
Zombies.
They're different.
And don't worry about those gills.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, wear these special penis-supporting shorts. Make sure you're supporting it. It's a slight risk you could fall off in there.
We're giving you the new fashion high shorts.
You'll be all right.
Tip falls off.
Yeah. You'll be left with 30% of the function. It's going to be remarkable, though. It's amazing. All right, look at that. Right. God. When we get back, we'll do the Maestro. Keep in mind, the last hour, a new Bubba song. I'm told everyone should be listening to it because it's very, very special. And there's alcohol beef.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Not edible.
Say, wow.
There's beef in the world of alcohol.
Oh, really?
Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Jeff and Angel in a love affair. Raw dogging in his mom's. Her mom's timeshare. And on the balcony, it's a guy from Germany banging some hoe. Jeff can't sleep no more. Jeff loves Angel. This time it's really real. After 3 divorces, we've heard about. She loves his fireball, watches his cholesterol, fixing his skull that's bald.
His skull.
Oh my God. Campophoenicae. Rubs on her hairy nipples, his hairy nipples. He drinks Pepto-Bismol from a tumbler glass. There's 10 pounds of corned beef stuck in his ass.
Dramatic pause.
Up
I just rhymed ass with glass.
Did you hear that? Beautiful.
Wasn't that awesome?
Beautiful.
But you didn't laugh.
Well, I did.
And that rhymed with ass and glass. Anyway, here we go.
Jeff will soon be driving for Uber. Because he skipped work to go and hang with her.
False.
They take too many selfies. She bites him and gives him whelpies. She's probably a vampire.
What?
Scroll.
Here we go. Fow, 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 fow. Fow, 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 fow.
On his boobies.
Union chief said that shooting was justified. We'll see. The president is about to have a news conference. What does that mean? Does that mean he'll be taking questions from
No.
Well, we will go to it because it's liable to be a real hoot.
Gotta see the debacle.
I tell you what, nothing beat a Donald Trump press conference, man.
No. Oh, dude. You know what? You never, when it was happening, you never realized how much you'd miss it.
I miss it.
After the fact, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew I'd miss it. I don't think CNN knew they'd miss him.
As much as they do.
We need to play I Love You, Donald Trump later. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that the reason he was so quiet when he left is to give them just a taste of the deafening silence without him to push around on CNN and MSNBC.
That's a really good point.
I don't know what this press conference is about. I didn't know it. Well, of course, I've been in a four-hour meeting today. I didn't know he had one coming up. I'm very interested in hearing it and seeing it.
Is it Biden, you're saying?
Yeah, that's President Biden. Yeah.
I can't wait. You know, you can tell just about 3 seconds from when he starts to shake and fall apart that he's going to do it.
Want to hear some open mics in the meantime?
Please.
Hold on.
Plows.
Wait a second. Plows. We got a ringer. Tinfoil Tom, what's going on?
What's happening, buddy?
You tell me.
Sure, Biden out to implement some type of gun agenda again.
You got mail.
That would not surprise me. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I didn't know anything about it. I had not heard about it today. I haven't. My finger has not been on the pulse for a long crucial period of the morning today.
You know, you made a comment earlier about Fauci, and you said he thought. I thought you said something. He was an outsider.
No, not Fauci. No, I said DeSantis behaved like an outsider.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fauci way back, Fauci goes way
Reagan.
Back
yeah, with, goes back to Reagan. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about George Soros, Ted Turner, Bill Senior.
Oh, he David also Bilderbergers and Rockefellers.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
I just threw that in.
I knew you did.
I knew you'd bite on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Fauci was seen dancing around naked around a fire at Bohemian Grove one year. Did you know that?
It may have been. I haven't
You hadn't heard that?
I'm just kind of thinking.
He's a frequent guest at Bohemian Grove. Do you know that?
I understand. I'm just trying to.
Do you know what Bohemian Grove is?
Not precisely. No.
Look it up, my friend, and you'll thank me. Goodbye.
As you slowly fade into the dark, it's back away.
If he goes and reads about Bohemian Grove, he's going to come back frothing at the mouth.
He just doesn't have the confidence anymore. He's kind of sounds defeated now.
He lost his confidence, and I think
his wife is beating him down. It's like, you're going to call that damn show again?
No, I think it's just none of the stuff he's starting to see, none of the stuff he thought was coming true is coming true. Kind of divert attention away from his original claims. Where was I before? Oh. Open mics, some open mics before we get into the maestro.
Yes.
Oh.
Be-do. I think we need to start a be-do group on Facebook in case the Burke Brigade gets shut down again.
Jesus Lord. Mike. Superfan Mike, please tone down. I always have to grab the volume knob and
yeah, it's ridiculous.
You got to tone. Just bring down the level a bit. They're hot. They're great songs, but they're hot fire.
What is the concentration of moisture on the wings of a bee?
Okay. Damn it!
You see?
Okay, I get it. Killing me with his volume.
God. Levels.
Hey, yo, Frey. When you go in the closet, you're going to have to come out of the closet sometime soon. Love you.
That was funny.
Comedy gold.
Yo, Frey. No worries. I will handle the crew. I also speak Portuguese as well as the Spanish. Nine. What the better to buy? Bido. Huh?
Jesus. He's saying a bido.
Yo, Frey, when you walk around the neighborhood and you're a new guy, you got to take off the Who Farted t-shirt. That's how it works. Bye. It's JC.
Zing, bro.
Ouch.
Zing.
Got me. That was a stinger.
My weekend.
Hey, Shannon, remember the scandal in Atlanta of boogers on the wall in the men's restroom? A classic.
Somebody was wiping it right above the urinal, picking their boogers in the men's room.
That's just so disgusting.
It was awful. To the point where management sent out a memo, and it slowed down for a while, then it came back.
Yeah, that's a good old American booger board, man. That's a booger board. Y'all should have added y'all's boogers to it.
No.
Hey, Shannon, remember the scandal in Atlanta of...
I'm sorry, y'all. I couldn't resist. This is so perfect. Just listen. You'll love it.
Okay.
Okay. You're right. It's running out, bro.
Yeah, Shannon, this is Bob from Publix, corporate office in Lakeland, Florida. Good afternoon, sir. Can you still stop telling everybody to slap the butcher? They're afraid to come out and help the customers now. We like the free advertisement, but how about we get a finger shake? Finger shake would be good.
All right, I'll think about that. I do love Publix. That's where I'm going.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Kim goes to Aldi.
Yeah, my parents go there all the time.
Mm.
Aldi's pretty good.
Yeah. I say, have fun. I'm going to Publix.
But if you want a third world soup.
What?
Third world soup and cereals, yeah.
That's what they had. Third world soup and cereals?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they got over there. You never heard of the name before. Made somewhere in Ecuador.
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Uruguay.
I trust their standards.
Hey, guys. I think I saw Dr. Fauci on Shark Tank last year pitching COVID, and everybody invested. Shaggy from Orlando.
Hey, Shannon, if you let that Congressman Jim Jordan and Fauci clip go a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
Maxine Waters tells Congressman Jim Jordan to shut up.
Yeah, shut his mouth. Shut your mouth.
Huh. Oh, my God. I'll tell that bitch to...
Shut your mouth.
Make me...
Imagine that.
That's class.
Where am I?
Damn it.
Old bitch. So, Shannon, if...
Hold on. I don't know if that's the right one.
Hey, Shannon, if you let that...
It is the right one.
So, Shannon, if I'm a gun manufacturer and I get sued, I think I'm going to sue the ammunition maker because my gun was sold without ammunition.
Your gun is useless without their product.
Good point.
Your Honor. That's right.
Right, Your Honor.
Then you had to go back. Oh, there's the president. Let's go. Right. Talk about Japan. Oh, jeez, it's not going
to
be good.
To making ambitious climate commitments.
Oh, Jesus,
in the lead up to Glasgow summit later this year. Japan and the United States are both committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050, and we know to do that will require setting and meeting our 2030 goals. And we'll work together to advance clean energy technologies and help nations throughout the Indo-Pacific region, especially developing countries, develop renewable energies and decarbonize their economies.
Decarbonize their economy.
Both Prime Minister Suga and I value the incredible partnership that exists, not just between our governments, but between the Japanese people and the American peoples. Last month, we jointly marked the 10th year anniversary of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that cost so many lives in Japan. I visited the area shortly after it happened. The Prime Minister and I talked about it when I was Vice President.
Here he goes.
That's because he wasn't reading it.
He
just looked to his right to talk
show
to the
support of the United States.
Prime Minister.
Totally lost his way.
We continue to mourn the loss of all those folks.
Do we continue to mourn
and
them?
And honor the extraordinary joint effort between Japan and the American people in the wake of that tragedy to recover and to rebuild. And those personal bonds of friendship and constant and connection.
Oh, boy.
They're the ones that are going to keep this alliance strong and vibrant for decades to come. And I'm especially proud that today we agreed to resume what is called the Mansfield Fellowship Program to promote people-to-people connections between our countries.
Oh, Jesus.
Before Mike Mansfield.
We'd like to thank Japan for Godzilla.
Yeah, defeated King Kong.
He's got a case.
Rifle it.
Tom was wrong.
He got the wispies today. You see that?
What did Tom say?
Said it's about guns today.
Oh, yeah, you're wrong, Tom. It's about Prime Minister of Japan, about climate change, blah, blah, blah.
Dictator, Prime Minister, President, what the hell are you?
Let's do the Maestro, shall we?
Yeah. It's the Many Minute Maestro with Mothman. And some guy named DJ.
What I hear from management anyway, it's more moth, less you.
Yeah, baby.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to teach you how to be posh.
Yeah, baby! It's Friday! And I'm not going to dog DJ. DJ is the man today.
Oh, thank you,
going to get that cable?
Yeah.
So Bubba can do his song?
Yeah. Yeah.
No dogging at all?
No dogging.
Oh, wow.
He's got a gig in DeLand.
That's my brother.
He's got a gig in DeLand on Saturday night.
Thank you, sir.
DeLand Hotel.
Yes, DeLand Hotel
for
every Saturday night.
All your entertainment needs.
It's a lovely, lovely area. It really is. You guys had a great time there, right?
Oh, I loved it. I had a great time. I laughed my butt off. You did some great sets.
It was fun. It was fun having Jonathan and Amy. And Bubba came out one time. I think he's going to make it this weekend.
Right? I'm coming this weekend, damn it to hell. The hair lips governor, I'm coming.
Can someone load me out?
I'm going to hook him up with a girl out there.
Uh-oh.
Because the hotel's right there, so you better have Jim Dog ready.
Jim Dog's always ready.
Well, we start off today, my friends, in 1990, the Nelson Mandela, an international tribute for the freeing of South America concert, is held in Wembley Stadium in London. I think I remember this show, actually. It was a while back, obviously, but it was a pretty big deal. To celebrate the release of Mandela, who had been in prison since 1962.
Yeah.
Good God, man. That guy was...
Long time.
Shoo. He suffered for his people, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Some of the acts that actually performed were Neil Young, Peter Gabriel, Lou Reed, Tracy Chapman, Jackson Browne, and Bonnie Raitt. Wow. So that's pretty cool, man. Hmm. I love Bonnie Raitt. I wonder what happened to her. She's a hell of a guitar player, too, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Slide player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, dude, have you heard her?
Yeah.
She's all that slide and everything on her songs?
I think she's attractive. She needs to meet no gym dog. Play my slide guitar.
Or maybe my slide whistle. But anyway, 2007, moving on. Ornette Coleman wins the Pulitzer Prize for his music album in 2006 called Sound Grammar, and it's the first jazz work to actually receive the honor.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Ornette Coleman.
You knew that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Huh.
He likes jazz. He's a big fan.
No, that's my era, too.
Let me tell you something. He knows something. What kind of style is that?
Ornette Coleman?
Yeah.
It's popped around post-war,
bebop.
Traditional, not really bebop, but traditional, you know, real book. You know,
oh, Louis Armstrong style?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Also today, in 1996, Kiss performed at the Grammys in full makeup and glorious costumes, of course. It's just the second time since 1980, following their 1995 MTV Unplugged taping.
Who?
Kiss.
Oh.
One of your favorites.
So much Kiss.
I don't know why you don't like those guys. I mean, that's in your wheelhouse of rock and roll growing up.
I don't. I mean, it was, but so was Boston.
Yeah, and Frampton and all that. But I liked them all. You didn't like any Kiss songs.
None of them really are holding up today. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Not in my mind. Look at Nirvana. They can play their stuff all day long. It's timeless, you know.
Yep. I don't know. Kiss has a lot of good stuff. Detroit Rock City, still awesome. Rock and Roll All Night.
Okay, I'll give you Detroit Rock City.
You know, Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah, that's a good one. That holds up.
And then I heard the one screaming out of the car when Shannon was leaving Beth.
Yeah. I like to relax on my way home with Beth.
The windows are rolled up. And I heard it going out of the parking lot.
I'm crying by the time I'm in the driveway at home.
Beth, I hear you. I can't come over right now.
The boys are playing. We just can't find the sound.
Isn't that funny that Peter Criss, the one that got treated the worst, actually had their number one hit?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I think.
Plus, they had to wear that stupid cat makeup.
You always complain about that.
All the other guys got cool stuff like stars and flamey looking. He got whiskers.
Yeah.
Oh, you big bad rock and roll star.
And cloven hoof boots.
Oh, he had to clean himself. You know, it was pretty bad. 1991, the Temple of the Dog album is released, and the one-off project is a tribute to Andrew Wood of Mother Love Bone, the lead singer who died in 1990. Temple of the Dog is comprised of Soundgarden members Chris Cornell, Matt Cameron, along with Stone Gossard, Jeff Ament, and Mike McCready, and Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam. That's like just mixing Pearl Jam and Soundgarden
right
together. That's all that is.
Yeah,
that's all that is. I don't know. But they had a couple of hits.
Yeah, they should call it Stone Jam or Pearl Garden.
Stone Garden.
Pearl Garden.
I got you, Pearl Jam.
Oh, come on now. 1974, Queen make their U.S. live debut at Regis College in Denver, Colorado. They supported Mott the Hoople.
What?
Yeah. Queen supported Mott the Hoople.
What do you mean? The Queen supported Mott the Hoople.
They opened up for Mott the Hoople, that stupid band. Remember?
I don't even remember Mott the Hoople.
All the young dudes can.
Oh, that's
loop.
Mott the Hoople?
Mott
the Hello, Hoople. Hello, One Hit Wonder.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
It is a great song.
They opened for them?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Then they wipe their butts with them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Their trek ends early when Brian May develops hepatitis a month later. So he had to exit the tour because he was probably messing with some girl.
You don't get that from a dirty toilet seat, Brian.
That's for sure.
What did you just say for yourself?
That's true. And one of my favorites that Jeff does here. 1971, the Rolling Stones issue Brown Sugar, the first release on their own label, Rolling Stones Records, which I did not know.
Oh, yeah,
Brown Sugar.
That's a great song.
Right there, I'm hooked.
Exactly. That's a great tune. 1964, needing one more song for his album, Dean Martin. I love it. He records Everybody Loves Somebody, which his friend Frank Sinatra recorded in 1948. And on several other singers tried it in the 50s, but Martin's version is the first to hit. It's a big hit, knocking the Beatles off the top spot in August.
That's all my parents can do is play that song.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Moth? Where the hell were you? You just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's I've been out in the lobby.
Hello, doing sir. What?
Yeah, going through the drawers in the secretary's desk.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting what you'll find around here.
I'm sure. I don't believe it.
Let's just say somebody's. Well, forget it. I don't want to get drug into HR again. You know.
One more time.
All right, let's do.
All right, let's do this. Birthdays and death days. Happy birthday to British entrepreneur and rocker producer, 1934 born, is Mr. Robert Stigwood, who's famous for Grease.
I swear, Sandy.
And Saturday Night Fever, believe it or not.
Well, Ray Green had a fever.
Oh, no.
And then he died. The composer and publisher died at 88 this day in 1997.
Oh.
Ray Green.
Oh, very green. Yeah. I see you again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Very respectful.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
I like him.
I like him. You guys get along very well. Yeah. I see
that. He likes the hazelnut coffee in the break room like I do. The hazelnut vanilla. You like it, yeah? You right? Am I right? That's you?
Yeah, you didn't lay no eggs in there, did you?
No.
He doesn't lay eggs. He's a guy.
It's not how it works.
American rocker's birthday today. Born in 1964. It's Dave Piner, and he's from the band Soul Asylum.
Mm. I like those guys. Dave Piner?
Dave Piner.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
But Faye McKenzie's in the pine box. How's
I knew that?
That
was coming.
Just threw it in there. Boom. I stuck it.
You stuck the
landing. Actress and singer. She was in The Party. Sierra Sue. She died. This old lady was old. 101.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
whole
Jesus.
Place smelled of urine.
And
Marlboro. Terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus. She was withered. And it's terrible.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't wait to die.
I'm sure with that scent.
So Happy. Relieved when she saw me. She's like, oh, thank God. Where are you?
She knew what was coming up.
She, looking for you for the last 20 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Too bad. Happy birthday today to an American composer that we all love and know and conductor born in 1924. Today is the great Henry Mancini's birthday.
Oh, I love him.
And,
man.
Yeah, he's famous, obviously, for the Pink Panther.
And Moon River.
Yeah. There you go.
Quiet song. Old man. On this day, sorry, I don't want to frighten you. I'm a peaceful man. I'm not a violent man at all, unless I'm provoked.
I got you.
Canadian harpsichordist, organist, and educator, 88-year-old Kenneth Gilbert died in 2020.
Oh,
yeah,
long life.
Anyway, fellas, have a great weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm getting away for a couple of days.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to get down to the Bahamas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Cheap flights right now.
I thought you were going to fly there yourself. You don't know?
No, the wind. It's terrible out there.
Yeah. Gulf Stream.
Tough to get the headway. Yes,
tailwind.
Yeah, Gulf Stream. That's right, old man. You got it right. He knows what you're talking about.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Okay, fellas. Good weekend to you.
Take care, man. See you, buddy.
But,
wait.
Oh,
he's hang time.
Later.
Hang time. Look at that. That's it for the maestro. He was still going.
He's down the hallway, hauling ass.
That was awesome.
I swear, I can suspend my disbelief enough to actually think that you're real.
What are you saying, Bubba? He is real.
He is real.
The children listening, Bubba, don't blow it for them.
And Santa does exist.
When we get back, Instagram has had to apologize. This is ridiculous. They've apologized for promoting diets. What?
It's terrible.
And I'll tell you about the beef in the booze industry. It's a head-to-head fight between two of the big players. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. All right. I like it already.
Test.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
All right.
Recycle trash, you go right to jail.
Pelosi, she said so. It's all because of the liberal left who's making that call. I'd like to take them to Lake Destiny soccer field and kick them all in the ball with a Ronaldo rocket kick or a banana kick. I don't have to kick you in the balls. I kick you in the vagina. You know what that is?
No.
Scroll. Scroll. Hey, if you like your guns, then you ride to jail. Ride to jail. Ride to jail. If you spank your young ones, you go ride to jail. See, Mr. Biden, he says so. Hey, if you are white, you go ride to jail. Ride to jail. Ride to jail. If you're fat and wear a tie, you go ride to jail. Nancy Pelosi, she says so. All right.
Sprouts.
I thought I saw her in a Western movie. She played the horse. She was ugly and long in the tooth, but still we have intercourse. If you don't clap along, you go right to jail. Right to jail. Right to jail. If you don't like this song, you go right to jail. Bubba Wusset, he said so.
Right to jail. Right to jail. Right away.
So Instagram has apologized to their users for promoting weight loss content to potentially impressionable users, particularly those with eating disorders. They called them out for suggesting terms such as appetite suppressants and fasting through the Instagram Explore search engine, which may put vulnerable users at risk of developing relapsing eating disorders. So, Facebook can't advertise diets because someone with an eating disorder may be in search of one.
What? I'm very confused.
They rolled out a functionality on Instagram beyond hashtags and usernames to help people discover and explore content they're most interested in. As part of the feature, when you tap on the search bar, they suggest topics you may want to search for. Those suggestions, as well as the search results themselves, are limited to general interests, and weight loss should not have been one of them.
Why not?
Why not? When you go into GNC,
yeah,
they got weight loss products
everywhere.
Yeah. Everybody should, you know, everybody's got to lose a couple pounds here and there.
They say they ban content that promotes, encourages, glorifies eating disorders.
I don't think
a diet is going to glorify. Some people could be triggered by the imagery and language and have a relapse.
God, do they think everybody on this planet is just a bunch of pussies? It's like we can't deal with anything. It's like we can't deal with normal functional.
What if there's
life?
Someone else on Instagram who like to shed a few pounds?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, let me see what Instagram got on weight loss. Oh, look at that there.
Yeah, like me, I'll buy the pill and I'll never take it.
That's like television saying we don't want to advertise beer because there might be a recovering alcoholic out there that may see a beer commercial and they'll be triggered to go and get some of our beer.
Exactly. That's
moronic.
Oh my God, man. They're just and it's a good thing. You know, if somebody wants to lose weight, guess what? They'd want to be healthier. It's that simple. So, yeah. What you know, they're overanalyzing. Everything is overanalyzed today, Shannon. Everything.
Like, if we kill, you know.
It drives me crazy.
The thing with these pills, if we did the COVID vaccine and it's supposed to cure us, how come we don't have a fat pill? You just take the pill, you become skinny. Why not? I think there's a pill like that.
On Shark Tank, they got one.
They do?
Yeah,
they got one on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
It's one pill and the fat just goes away.
It's on my Facebook feed.
They had a great pill, the Fen diet. Remember that?
Yeah.
No.
You drop weight like a son of a bitch. You look like Mick Jagger. Yeah. You would go from a linebacker to Mick Jagger inside of 90 days.
What was that diet? What did
it
you
was
have to do?
Two drugs.
Phenadrine
and Fren.
Yeah.
And they call it Ephedrine. Yeah. And man, you shredded yourself in no time. You just had no appetite. You had tons of energy. Your metabolism was up all the time.
Everybody thought you were on coke, basically.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
I had a
They said, hey, this is too good. I guess some people stroked out, right?
I was doing my pill before I did my show. You know, I was supposed to do one in the morning, one in the evening.
Right.
So there was a musician hanging over my shoulder, and he's going, "What's that?" I said, "It's for my diet." And he goes, "Can I have one?" So I gave him one. Next thing you know, he calls me on a Sunday afternoon saying, "Can you give me some more pills?"
Really?
You gave him the wrong pill.
Yeah, exactly.
And this guy's a lawyer. I mean, he's pretty well known.
He wanted some more of those pills,
Give me some more. He couldn't even talk. He was so wound up.
Jeez.
Yeah, and he'd been drinking on top of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that always helps.
Every Friday at 7 o'clock.
Hope you change your oil.
The clubfoot captain.
One woman, a recovering anorexic, says, "I try to click off it and put my phone away as soon as I see it because it upsets me."
Oh, sorry, fat ass. Oops.
Even seemingly innocuous terms like fitness journey or nutrition tip can be a slippery slope when it leads to countless profiles of exercise-obsessed fit models.
Mm-hmm. What is wrong with that?
I think we summed it up. And if women of the heavy stature get upset with me for saying this, I apologize. But I think we summed it up yesterday. You know, Bubba did too. It's like, I don't discriminate with women. I don't. You know, I think there's a barometer.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, sometimes to have a woman with some meat on it, it's an okay thing.
It's okay.
It's an okay thing.
It's an equation, a totality of the equation.
Now, right. If I can't see things on your body, then you might want to relook some, you know, figure some things out. You know, maybe go on a diet or something. But outside of that, most men don't discriminate.
No.
Men don't discriminate.
Mm-mm. I don't mind a belly.
No, we don't.
We like natural.
In there
and the bottom line is thicker girls are more in now. They're trending almost, you know.
Yeah, they are.
As long as you put it out, you know.
Yeah. You got to grind in it.
Yeah, you got
to have a booty, period. Yeah. Got to have a booty.
But this is really like asking Budweiser to stop advertising because there may be a recovering alcoholic that watches it and freaks out. And, you know, that's the way that advertising works.
Made me start drinking again.
Listen, it made me sitting at home watching The Sopranos over and over and over and over on a bender weekend in Atlanta. Made me late at night, get out and put on some slippers and in my pajama pants and a hat and drive up to the convenience store get a pack of cigarettes. Because I hadn't smoked in years, and everyone on Sopranos was smoking. Everybody's going crazy. I'm like, oh my God, stop smoking. I'm like, man, I could really use a cigarette right now.
God.
Okay, I'm gone, damn it. Got my car.
They make it look so appetizing because they take a drink and it's like a long drop.
I couldn't wait. I walked out of the convenience store and like, pop, 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 pop. I'm like, oh, I haven't owned a lighter in a long time.
Oh,
son of a bitch. I walked back in. Give me a lighter. Give me. He goes, you want the matches? I said, yeah, give it to me. I got so high on the sidewalk of that convenience store because I hadn't smoked a cigarette and I was hot boxing and I hadn't smoked one in so long and I had to sit in my car for 15-20 minutes.
I did that a couple months ago.
Like you did a whip it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I got out of jail and had the bus drop me off at the racetrack.
Uh-huh.
And I got in there and the first thing I did was get me some Copenhagen.
Over the rim.
Next thing you know, I'm nauseated and sick. I got to go outside by the Pepsi display and throw up.
OD'd on Copenhagen.
I was dying for it, though. I was asked for it.
Oh, man.
Give me my damn Skippy.
You guys familiar with White Claw, right? Oh, that's
Angel's drink of choice.
That's her jam?
Yes.
It's just a seltzer that's got like about 5% alcohol, right? It's about the same as a beer.
Yeah.
The way I understand it.
Right.
Some of the house moms like to kick it up a notch with a little bit of vodka.
Yeah,
you know, they bring the level up. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been they're dominating the seltzer division right now.
They always
White
have.
Claw, yeah. A lot of competitors. So they designed a new product called White Claw Surge.
Really?
Yes, where they kicked up the alcohol a tad.
Hmm. Mm.
It's actually now 8% alcohol.
Well,
8%. Yeah, so it is, they've...
Mine's 80%.
They've raised the ire down at Four Loko.
Oh, Lord.
Well, the highly alcoholic malted beverage drink Four Loko. I've never had one.
No, me either.
But I know a guy that used to swear by them.
Really?
Yes.
No, they're terrible.
Surge almost sounds like it's an energy drink as well, right?
Let me tell you something about this. I couldn't find White Claw the other day going in the Walmart. I'd never go in the Walmart, but I went in the Walmart to get that inflatable bed. And Angel goes, "Give me White Claw." So they didn't have any White Claw in there. So I got this Budweiser. They have like a
Bud Seltzer. Yeah,
no, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Horrible.
It's pretty bad.
White Claw. You know, if you're in a pinch, you know, but you have to drink like 25 of those.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
And smoke a big fatty.
Yeah.
You got to drink about a 25 pack.
Yeah, I was gonna say you would not. That's like drinking water for you.
It seems to be just a higher alcohol by volume. I don't think it has any energy thing to it.
It just sounds like it, though.
Yeah, it does. Surge,
right?
I'll have to get that for Angel. 8%. She'll like
8%. They have blood orange. That's a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But the people, the Four Loko people said that the gloves are off.
Really?
Yeah.
They'll never make a dent in the sales like, you know, White Claw. They've dominated the market.
Loco. Seriously.
Yeah, but didn't Four Loko like 14%? I don't know. It has to be classified as a malted beverage because of the level of alcohol.
Yeah.
It's way beyond beer or ale or any other acceptable.
Still coming in a 40?
Yeah, they all come in a ridiculously large can or the 40 or whatever.
Wait, straighten me out on this. Is malt got more alcohol in it?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Malt liquor.
Yeah.
Malt liquor. 2020 out.
You're like a malt liquor. It's like a Schlitz. Yeah, malt liquor.
It's nasty, man.
You see, the white man put that into the black neighborhood.
Along with the cools.
To hold the man cools. Down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The old English malt liquor.
You remember Magnum? Malt liquor?
Yeah.
Magnum
malt
liquor.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was the one?
Colt 45? That was a malt liquor.
Colt 45. And what were the one?
Mickey's.
Mickey's.
Yeah.
Mickey's.
This is the only one that tasted worth a darn. I could drink a Mickey's. I couldn't get my,
It
you
was
know,
still nasty.
I couldn't enjoy a Magnum or a Schlitz.
It's right on par with a Natty Light. It's just nasty. It's like, you know. You're broke and you're going to buy it.
When you're desperate,
drunk,
you don't give a damn, though.
Exactly.
When you're what?
When you're desperate and you're drunk.
Oh,
you
also, when you're
damn,
like, 19, you don't really give a damn either. Like, I'll drink it. I just need to get a buzz on. Come on.
Natties are like 80, aren't they?
80%
alcohol?
No.
Is it 8?
No, it's
there's
like
no beer that's 80.
8.1. That's right. 8.1.
I don't know if they're, I don't know what the alcohol
I corrected level. Myself. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, for correcting me.
Skull.
Yeah, I don't know why people play around with this crap.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe because their goals are opposite mine when I choose a beverage to drink.
Some people like Wicked. Some people like...
Yeah. Some people like to, socialize forever and sip on their White Claw.
But once you go whiskey, you can't go back. See, whiskey is the ultimate.
Well, good whiskey. You can't.
Yeah, good whiskey.
You can't have crap whiskey. Either,
right.
Well, if you're desperate, you know... Might have to get
not
some
you,
ushers.
Shannon. Yeah, you would never do that.
But some people, you know, if you're on the whiskey and things go sour on you, you got to go down to the plastic bottles.
See, I couldn't see Shannon.
Mad Dog.
I'll never do it.
Remember that?
I'll knock off a bank before I do that. What?
I couldn't see you do White Claws. I couldn't see you do that.
You're right.
I couldn't see you do it. You'd have to drink like a...
You couldn't see me couldn't do it because I wouldn't ever do it. Someone had to trick me into drinking
I would
White
take
Claw.
I would take a picture because your pinky would be up and you'd drink in the little thin can.
So how you doing, Baba?
Exactly.
when I my buddy Matt Hill is a big former Marine buddy of mine, tatted, sleeved out, bald head. Yeah, massive guy. Yeah. We'd ride around and we'd go into some bar somewhere, and I'd order, I'll get a draft or and a whiskey, and he'd go. He literally would order one of two things: a apple martini or a Zima.
Oh my God,
Zima!
And who's gonna argue with him?
Yeah, they would look at him like,
a big dude.
Really? Yeah.
Zima. Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Yeah.
On a diet.
Yeah, that's what it was. I'm on a diet.
Yeah, Zima. I'm fasting Zima. Right now. Stupid.
Do they even sell that crap anymore?
Zima? Yeah, I think it's still out there.
Oh, God, it's so nasty.
It's the same concept, isn't it? It's a different taste, seltzer?
Yeah, it's a different taste.
It's a little different taste.
Nice.
I don't know how to drink the White Claw. It's not that good. I've had a sip, but I had to like mix it with vodka to make it
work. Yeah, it doesn't taste like there's anything any alcohol in it.
It's a vodka base, though?
I don't know. No, it's
a rum, I thought it was a rum base, but
it's like a brewed base. It qualifies as a beer. I mean, it's classified as
a
beer.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I broke down and saw this Jack Daniels in a can. And I said, I want to try one of those. Remember they used to sell bourbon and Coke,
in a can.
No, I got out, I got home, took it, drank it. It's seltzer. Seltzer crap.
Oh.
I need some sugar in it.
He goes, damn, there goes my whole paycheck.
I bought one can.
You couldn't drink it?
No, it's just too light. You know, it just needs a little bit of Coke in there. That's what it needs. Need goddamn Coca-Cola in there.
This Whopper ain't going to wash down itself.
How am I going to wash down my Whopper now? I got to eat it dry. I don't like to drink and eat.
What do you mean?
Don't drink and eat.
Drink.
You don't drink a beer or drink and barbecue? Iced tea
with your fried chicken?
Yeah, I'll drink that. You mean not alcoholic stuff?
Oh, while I'm drinking. Yeah.
It just kills the buzz bad.
7-Eleven hot dog? No.
Kills what buzz?
Well, if you're drinking and you start to eat, you kill your buzz.
Oh, yeah. You're saying you just don't drink when you try to eat when he drinks at all.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not trying to manage my buzz. I'm trying to have a shot of whiskey while I eat my steak.
Exactly. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just goes right through. I don't feel it. It just doesn't do anything. It's just like the food sits on me like an anvil. And, you know, but if I don't have anything in my stomach and I drink,
party time.
Oh, we know, Bubba.
Yeah, we do know.
You're saying, would you rather not eat at all and just have a drink?
That's not good.
Sometimes I'll take mine to go.
Bring me another drink now.
I'm going to take this home.
I'm not going to pour food on good whiskey.
That's a good point. But still,
I've never looked at it that way.
You haven't?
No. I have had at this point where I'm like, I suppose I should order something to eat.
That's a good point. That's good.
You know, when you realize you want to get, you better get something on your stomach.
Exactly.
Yes, that's when you realize, yes. And I do that, but not early in the night. I'm not going straight there and have one little drink and then we're going to eat.
You don't have a pre-dinner drink?
Yeah, I do. But
you know, it prepares the stomach for digestion. Yeah. Digestion.
I heard that.
It brings alive the juices.
Aperitif.
I did hear that when I first started drinking. I was 16, 17. Yeah, make sure you eat before you go out, boys.
And then the aperitif, the after-dinner drink. Exactly. Why? It also aids, believe it or not, in your digestion.
It's a waste of aperitif.
Not teeth. Teeth.
Aperitif.
Aperitif.
Oh, teeth.
Or aperitive.
Aperitif.
The dentures.
My dentures. I got more class than this little finger y'all got in your whole body. Upper crust of Baton Rouge, goddamn.
The best of Baton Rouge had to offer.
Upper echelon, if you will.
Right. Just quit it.
You love it.
I don't like to drink a beer with dinner because that fills me up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, you're like, and then you're burping and you're gassy.
Yeah, but we've gone to Applebee's before and Bubba's had a few drafts and then he ate.
You're out with the boys. I'm talking to get home and your woman made your dinner and you're sitting down and you know, you don't want to be drinking a beer.
No. No.
Alcohol drinking does make me hungry, though. So if I sit there at a bar like Applebee's and I'm looking over the counter and I'm seeing the food go by.
Smelling it go
and
by.
And I'm smelling it and I've still got a whole beer left. And I'm like, all right, bring it on over. Let's put this buzz.
Then you won't drink somewhere after that because you think that the food put a cap on it and it shut the whole party down.
It shut my whole party down.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Uh-oh. Yeah. Airplane mode. Airplane mode's on.
I was just messing with
that. Was an airplane, actually. He put it into airplane mode and an airplane.
See, Bubba asked me. He had his tablet earlier, and he goes, how do I put this on airplane mode?
Yeah.
So he put his tablet on airplane mode. He just forgot to put his phone on airplane mode.
He's got to put them both
on.
No,
I had it on all day, but the thing is that when I'm writing on these songs, I have to send it from my phone, and I send it to the bigger
tablet.
Tablet.
Oh, I see.
And I have to send it over as an email, and then... But I can't do that if I'm in airplane mode or do not disturb.
Why don't you just write it on your tablet?
Write what?
The lyrics on your tablet.
What?
No. What are you talking about? That's crazy. They can't do it that way. You got to do it on your phone and then you put it in an email and you put it in an attachment and you attach an email and you send it over to your email and you open up your pilot and you open it and you open the email. And then, I don't have a big horse tablet over here. A blue horse or whatever.
Bluetooth.
Hang on. We got plenty to go. And there's also a Bubba song waiting in the wings. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Running with the devil. Ah! Running with the devil. Ah! Eddie Van Halen.
Did you get tired of her slim, fast farts?
She's running with the devil. Running with the devil. Ooh. Guitar solo. Just a herpes, but it was a cold sore. But we still love you so. Actually, I wish that you'd named your son Wolfgang Bob, because it would have rhymed perfectly with corn on the cob. And you can't eat that, I know. Excuse me for my insistence.
Eddie couldn't say it either.
Goodbye, Eddie V.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to
Cali.
You know?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with us?
Let's do it.
What's wrong with us? Oh, boy.
I've really been enjoying the Babylon Bee lately.
Yeah, that's a good publication.
It is satire from a conservative bent. And they publish stories. And a lot of times people, you know, get, you know, wrapped up in it and think that it's real.
Yeah.
And they'll mock them like they're some stupid Republican or conservative outfit.
Oh, it's like The Onion.
Yes, exactly.
But Christian.
They had a funny one. It said, it's got a picture of a dude behind bars, grinning ear to ear, giving two thumbs up. And it says, a man that was hauled away and put into a gulag after it was revealed he voted Republican in 2004. Recanted and promised to do better, but was super happy that there isn't President Trump isn't tweeting mean things. He's in a gulag. See, he was sentenced to 100 years hard labor at the Kamala Harris Peace and Love Facility for adults.
Even better. God.
Kamala Harris Peace and Love Center for Adults.
Jesus.
He said, yeah, I mean, yeah, Biden isn't perfect, but at least he's not Trump, he said to his cellmate. The destruction of our institutions is bad, but his tweets are pretty good. He has people write them for him, and they sound really smart and stuff. No misspellings or typo. So he seems like a decent guy.
Jesus Christ.
What's scary is that's actually true with the Dems. A majority of these people actually believe.
He goes on to say, things weren't so bad under Trump. But his tweets were beyond the pale. I'm glad we don't have that dystopia where Trump said mean things sometimes anymore.
That's hysterical.
Have you heard about the part human, part monkey embryo? Is anybody worried about this?
Oh, dude, I don't even want to hear.
I've heard a lot of different embryo stories.
No way.
A lot of embryo stories?
Embryo, yeah.
Not just the monkey man?
Not just the monkey man.
What other embryos have you heard about?
Well, I've heard they trying to do the super soldier, mixing
I'm all for that.
Jixing, the genetics together.
Like,
I've heard that they've been experimenting with, I'm not trying to go Tom on you.
Like
here.
The John Von, what is it, a Von Claude Dem?
Like they're movie? Mixing the animal DNA with human DNA, try to do a hybrid super soldier.
Come on.
Wait,
it's happening.
So that when is that so when the soldiers are like in the trenches? And they are, you know, trying to be, you know, quiet. They can communicate to guys in the other trenches.
Man, you mix DNA and you do all that stuff. It's a recipe for disaster.
It's already happening. But you got the guy that said, we can do dinosaurs in 3 years.
Well, there's no question. But I mean, you think about
we could do it if we wanted to. Don't tell us what to do.
You don't think like Jurassic World and Jurassic Park, they've been like feeding this information? Like Jurassic World, they started mixing DNA with different dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah, so the monkey crap's completely different.
Well, this is present day. That's you know, fantasy movie.
I don't know.
Is like today. They're literally mixing a
chimp DNA. Is that what?
Yeah, for the very first time, they've created an embryo. Embryos that are a mix of human and monkey cells that were created in part to try to find new ways to produce organs for people that need transplants. That's always the excuse. Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're just growing organs, man. It's all right.
It's a monkey liver.
One day you may need a kidney, right? Well, we got one for you from the monkey man lab down here. Planet, they always say this, that.
What? Planet of the Apes.
That's how it started. Well, I don't know if that's how it started, but that's how it could have started.
Movies are prophesying.
telling you. I don't agree.
They say, my first question is why, says one fellow for the science technology at Rice University. I think the public's going to be concerned, and I am as well, that we're just kind of pushing forward with science without having a proper conversation about what we should do or should not do.
Well, think about how many, black ops kind of medical things that are going on behind the scenes.
Well, you got to think about
it. No, they don't talk about it, but I guarantee it's happening.
You think they already have a monkey man somewhere?
I guarantee that guy's swinging from a limb somewhere.
I saw it with my own eyes. I couldn't believe it. Down in a bunker. Stole my Big Mac. Big hairy monkey man was down there.
Driving in.
Had a huge phallus.
An alien huge. Vehicle.
I thought I was just there to see aliens. I walked by the monkey man department. I said, what's this? They said, don't worry about it, Mr. President. There's nothing to see here. I said, open the door. Let me see what's going on. Smelled of monkey dung in there.
Oh.
Tremendous.
Yeah, he was very intelligent, but he still flung poo.
Yeah, we played a rousing game of chess where he beat me 3 times out of 5 and then flung poo in my hair on the way out.
Sore loser.
What's with monkey throwing poo?
That's their sign of aggression. They like to throw poo. They go back again and say, when people say, well, you know, this is kind of some ethics involved here, you know, some kind of bioethics. And the other guys come back, don't worry about it. It's about organ transplant, transplantation. Don't worry about it.
There's dinosaurs. There's all kind of hybrids right now.
Well, they blew.
There's dinosaurs now, you think?
Yeah. No doubt.
So what's the premise behind that movie? Was they found that goo, that clear...
A mosquito that had...
And mosquitoes in there who had bitten the Tyrannosaurus.
The blood and had
the blood was still in there miraculously. And they were able to extract DNA and mix it with an elephant or some other kind of...
But they had to put one extra one in there. It was a frog DNA to make it happen.
To kick it. Yeah. To put the frog kicker.
The extra. Yeah, frog.
Put a frog.
Frog kicker, Rocky. Buddy. Cusho.
Yeah, buddy. First thing to go. A little bit of elephant and a frog kicker.
Frog kicker. I love that.
Well, we heard what's his name say the other day. The guy from from Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, from Tesla's. And he said, "Yeah, that's child's play. We can do that."
Yeah,
like it's
pretty
nothing.
Much.
That means it's already happened. You know, it's already happened.
Well, it hasn't already happened.
When you see the Loch Ness Monster on ABC News in the ocean, it's already happened.
Like Elon, you got to go to Elon Musk's house and he's going to have like a tiny little brontosaurus chained up in the backyard.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he is.
Little koi pond full of stuff.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you if you could do it?
No. It's against, just genetics in general, man. It's really messing with stuff. You're messing with God at that point.
So the approach hasn't really worked. They said they've teamed up with scientists in China and elsewhere to try something different. The researchers injected 25 cells known as induced pluripotent cells from humans into embryos from macaque monkeys, which are more closely genetically related to humans than are sheep or pigs.
Macaque.
Man.
After one day, they were able to detect human cells growing in 132 of the embryos that were able to study them for 19 days.
That's really freaky.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the ear they grew on the mouse.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
You want to sell some mice in a pet store, grow some ears in, and then things will fly out of there like hotcakes.
Cut his ear off.
It's really scary.
Is there that much of a need? I guess there is for organs.
Yeah. People are waiting for organs all the time.
Right.
But then you have the black market. You know, if you go to Mexico, you can have a kidney in 2 seconds.
Right.
Just wake up in a tub of ice and you're screwed.
Right. They say our goal is to not to generate any new organism or a monster. We're not doing any of that. We're trying to understand how cells from different organisms communicate with one another. But doesn't that mean you're going to have a kind of weird hybrid monkey kidney?
Yep. You'd be craving bananas all the time.
You want to jump around the room.
You have a strange urge to throw your poo around in the bathroom instead of wiping yourself properly.
Exactly.
I want to wipe myself, but
I feel the urge.
Weird. Honey, come in here.
Dinner sucked last night. Pwap. It's like, I don't know. I think it's wrong all the way around. We have organ donors. That's what we have on our, driver's licenses. It's like, organ donor.
Yeah, I'm not doing
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because if you're halfway, if you're like in there from a motorcycle accident and you have like a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Oh.
I just step on the cord.
Oh. There goes the IV.
Got a full buffet of organs here. Let's get the team in here and start harvesting.
Yeah, when you start messing with other species, there's an issue. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable.
I know that we test everything on a rat or a mouse or a pig.
Yeah.
Because of the closeness genetically, yeah. But that's usually testing drugs. It's not like testing them. We're not trying to make a man rat.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Right. You know what I mean?
A mat.
We have crossed a man with a with a rat and a monkey and a pig. We created a horrific monster, but is delicious.
I was just going to say. He can properly, actually tell you what he tastes
properly
like.
Properly cured.
That's wrong, dude.
Let's listen to some open mics. What do you think?
Yeah.
We have some. I do believe we do. Oh, jeez.
How many we got?
People are killing me. 475. No, 16. You can download the Florida Man Radio app and participate in the open mics. You can also call the station from there, call the show, leave a text there, listen to archives, podcasts from the whole station. It is a really great app.
Hey, guys. I think I saw Dr. Fauci on Shark Tank last year pitching COVID.
Oh, so we heard that one. Yeah.
Hey, Shannon, if you let that Congressman Jim Jordan and Fauci clip go a little longer...
Heard that one. Yep.
So, Shannon, if I'm a gun manufacturer and I get sued...
We heard that one, too.
Well, since we're talking about quotes, I got one for you right here. The second protects the first. Well, it could have fooled me, because the whole past year, I haven't seen it. I mean, hell, we're not even using the second to protect the second.
Actually, a good one.
And we're hearing stupid crap like Americans are going to get their freedoms back. Let that sink in for a second, people. Americans are going to get their freedoms back.
We haven't lost any freedoms. Wow.
Nice.
Yes. Do it.
What number was that?
Excellent.
That is, hold on, 454.
That's great.
I love the creativity of the
Open
Mic players. It's really...
Good afternoon, Shannon. How did you meet your lovely wife, Kimberly?
Her name is...
I may be so bold. Good afternoon.
Her name is not Kimberly. It's Kim. And that comes from her Korean mother, who was Shin-hee Kim. Shin-hee Kim.
Wow.
And the last name becomes her first name. She cut my hair.
Wow.
That's how we met.
You know, me and my wife were...
And now I get my haircuts for free. Hate to brag.
That's why you always look on point.
Listening to the show, and she said, what does be-do-be-do mean? And I said, well, you remember that time you found that white powdery substance in my sock drawer in that little plastic baggie? Be-do-be-do.
Be-do-be-do. Great explanation.
What's this?
Oh, okay.
That's
fine.
A perfect way to use beta beta, I think. Right? It's reasonable.
It gets you out of anything.
Yeah, me and my wife.
That's so stupid.
Are you kidding me? Seriously. Are you kidding me? Of all people, to not know what the Bohemian Grove was?
Yeah.
It's Tinfoil Tom?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Beetle beetle. Beetle beetle.
That's why I brought it up. That's if he was a seasoned conspiracy theorist, he would have the full a full dossier on the Bohemian Grove. They allegedly eat gold leafed fetuses while they dance nude around a fire, and there's rumors of a human sacrifice.
Oh boy,
he was so defeated today.
Yeah,
he really was. It was sad.
Guess what?
What?
Another be do 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 be do.
All right. That guy had been drinking, I believe.
A little bit.
There was some discussion about Jim Dog.
That was during Meister.
Jeff, fellow bathroom user here. Whenever I'm in there alone and I hear that main door start to creak,
oh, no.
I drop a big... and it works 60% of the time,
every time. Looking for the same thing I want. Privacy. Badoo, badoo.
Totally different meaning
badoo,
there.
Badoo.
I'm taking a badoo.
Yeah, I got to go badoo, badoo. Now, we're out of toilet paper. They have to use the bidet, bidet.
If you want to drink a high alcohol, high gravity, drink you some Still Reserve.
Ugh.
Or some Hurricane.
Ugh.
That'll get you drunk.
All right, thank you.
You do.
Hey, guys. Tinfoil Tom here. You talked about the press conference that Biden didn't talk about the guns. Well, he did. You just cut out of it too quickly. He brought it up big time. This is orchestrated. This is fabricated and executed by them.
Oh, them. Oh, my God. Them is up to it again?
Unreal.
They're up to their old tricks. This is all. What did he say it was? Orchestrated?
Orchestrated.
Reporting live from Hotel
Extricated,
6.
Medicated, and fornicated.
And facilitated.
Yeah. My brother. What are you saying?
I said reporting live from Hotel 6.
Yeah.
His wife just kicked him out.
Hey, guys.
So years ago, I used to have this app on my phone that gave me the best gas prices in my area. And, yo, Frey, I was thinking, you ought to make an app that gives you the best public restrooms in the area.
Wow.
Based on user reviews.
That is a great idea.
Wow.
There you go.
Good
lottery
idea.
Ticket to a new life.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Let's get on it.
Be-doo. 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 Be-doo.
A little crooning be-doo.
That guy's got a great...
Be-doo-be-doo.
He wrapped it up at the end there. Beater, beater.
Robert Goulet.
Hey, maybe Jeff could get one of those weird monkey kidneys, and then he would start throwing his poop around and not be so scared of bathrooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You could poop like a monkey. He wouldn't have a problem.
That's true. He wouldn't care.
Hey, guys. You were talking about all this alcohol earlier. It kind of made me think about, you know, an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Well, that was kind of a AAA meeting, an anti-alcoholics meeting. How y'all started giving tips on how to give a bigger buzz. Way to go, Bubba. That's how you do it. You empty your stomach and then you just fill it up with some Zima. Anyway, oh, love you guys, man.
Thank
think
you,
you're funny as hell. Anyway, rock on. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. I'll buy the air conditioner guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's away from his wife.
Maybe that's the only place he has to charge his phone. You know, right, there's an outlet right there next to the compressor. He
the
just
breaker.
Goes out there. I'm going to charge my phone.
Got like 9 kids in the house.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd get out by the air conditioner too.
If I had 9 kids.
I gotta check the AC real quick. Yeah, so hold on, that don't feel right. I gotta go out.
Freezing up.
Yeah.
Does it feel warm in here?
Yeah, kids are fighting. Yeah, does it feel warm in here to you? Yeah, I better go check the air conditioner.
I'll be back.
I'll be right back. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead and put the kids down. I'll get a name.
Yeah. But it's time for dinner. That's all right. Bring me mine out by the
AC.
By the air conditioner.
It'll be a long one.
Pete Davidson is going to play Joey Ramone in a Netflix biopic.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I saw him on a roast the other day.
Pete Davidson?
He was funny
was he?
As hell. He really was. I got
to
give him credit.
Maybe I've allowed him, just the dickness of him that I know from the news, to get it in my way of actually.
Yes.
Well, I, like King of Staten Island, was that supposed to be a good?
I heard it was really funny. I never checked it out, but I saw a couple of trailers and it looked funny. But.
He'll play Joey Ramone in a biopic in collaboration with a film company based on a book written by Joey Ramone's brother, Mickey Lee.
I can see that. He's really skinny. He could probably pull off you know, the heavy Coke glasses and everything else. Long hair will probably look like him.
Right. Yeah. But Joey Ramone had a big dumb puss on his face, you know.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
He did, you know, look like Howard Stern, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Howard Stern, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
right.
but more exaggerated, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think he can do it.
I think I'd love to see a biopic about Joey Ramone.
Yeah. Be interesting.
I wonder if Pete Davidson's going to end up like dead. You know, he's like one of those guys, like, you know.
The guy gets some ass, though. God,
oh,
you got to give him credit.
First class, quality celebrity ass, too. Kate, he's not messing around.
Kate Beckinsale?
How does that even happen?
How would
you know? I bet he's got a famously huge dong. and once the word gets out in the circle of the hot celebrity chicks, like, oh, you're gonna check out Pete Davidson, wank, wank. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but still.
Right? That's the only other thing.
Yeah, because he's not like a handsome guy.
He seems troubled. Didn't he commit suicide or something like
that?
He tried. And he had some drug problems in the past. I feel for anybody that has those issues, but
yeah.
Maybe that's why he could be such a great Joey Ramone. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he could pull it off.
The Joey Ramone's estate is supporting and cooperating with the film.
Wow.
Mickey Lee maintains an archive of Joey Ramone's possessions in Joey Ramone's famous East Village apartment, which acts kind of like a museum.
Why not? There's nobody there anymore.
Might as well. Right, he probably got a rent control deal. They want to keep it the family name and not get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Why move this crap? It's like it's
people always give the Ramones crap. I love the Ramones.
Yeah, they're great.
You know, I can go either
it's
way.
It's simple.
It's very simple.
You know, let's go.
But you have to consider the time. It was a pioneer in that.
And then they had the whole battle within the band. You know? Yeah. That was great.
Did you guys ever go to CBGB's in New York, the original
one? Yes.
No, I did not.
That's the best place. So much history there. And then they took it and they tried to move it and they put some clothing store in the place.
It's nasty. It was disgusting.
Yes, we would in New York, we had bands, we'd do showcases up there, we'd rent it out. And it was just like, I go, man, the Ramones, you know.
The history there.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Oh, let's take a break. When we return, Bubba song. That's right. A long-awaited Bubba song. Original, right?
Yep.
Are we helping?
Yes.
All right, we'll do it next. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
I'm News 6 anchor Ginger Gadsden. Here are your headlines for the afternoon of April 16th. A Full Sail student accused of attacking a police officer with a skateboard during the Capitol riot appeared before a judge today. Grady Owens pleaded not guilty to 6 charges, including assaulting a law enforcement officer. Owens remains in federal custody. His next hearing is May 10th. Orange County health officials are calling for young adults to get vaccinated, saying they are the ones spreading the virus the most at this point. Officials also say they are seeing higher percentages of variants in those age groups. And 4 space-bound astronauts have landed in Central Florida. They will be a part of SpaceX's Crew 2 mission for NASA, which will be the 3rd crewed spaceflight. And they'll spend the next 6 months at the International Space Station. That launch is set to happen next Thursday at 6:11 in the morning at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.
I'm about sick of her.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So I'm going to sing as Nancy Pelosi with lots of big major 7 chords. Donald Trump is morbidly obese. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
It's tangerine. He's a tangerine racist with over-whitened teeth.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
He's got the doctor on the bottom of his shoes, tracking it through the Oval Office and the Lincoln bedroom.
Doggy do on his shoes.
scroll. I heard his wait.
Inappropriate.
I heard his State of the Union address. It was inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Constitutionally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So I made faces and tore that speech to shreds. It was inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Totally constitutionally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
And he wears ties with colors not found in nature. He goes to Burger King and still asks for a whaler.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
I pray for Donald every single night because he's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
And I pray for his bastard children and his Russian spy wife. She's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate. And his fake tan. And his horrible orange hair. And his eyebrows are longer than Rapunzel's hair.
Inappropriate.
The worst president that I have ever seen. And we will impeach him once again. Inappropriate.
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 How you guys doing? We got a little buzz on your... Damn it.
Galea
buzz. Or we just got to live with it, I guess. We'll do a Bubba song. I want to take a call first. We haven't heard from our buddy Matty in Laguna in some time. Matt, what's up, brother? How are you?
I've had better days in my life. But anyway, I was flipping through USA Today because that's all I get here in the hospital. And I swear they had an op-ed piece, and they basically said, regarding this police violence, the answer is a commission led by Kamala Harris. And I'm thinking, well, you know, with the border and everything, probably not the right person to be concentrating on police shooting or whatnot.
Yeah. Probably not.
Just hard to swallow.
How you been, Matt? What's going on with you?
I'm pretty jacked up, dude. I've been in the hospital for a while now.
You've been in the hospital for since I've known you. I mean,
well,
pretty much.
This is hardcore. This isn't orthopedic. This is hardcore stuff, including I've got a pretty gnarly hernia, and I'm getting it fixed on May 4th by, wait for it, Dr. Peter Jamieson.
The gods are smiling on you tonight, Dr. Peter Jamieson.
But, I've since been diagnosed with cirrhosis. Mm. So I had to stop drinking.
Yeah, and, you get diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver?
Yeah.
What were the 54 years old, what were the symptoms?
Just like the pain, the bloating, not feeling well, and then I went in and got a bunch of blood samples taken. And
So they got you. What's the deal with this? The cirrhosis? You got to stop drinking, and what happens after that? You got to take. Does it get better? Can you heal your liver? You need a transplant? What?
No. It's
I got some for you. I don't know if you want it.
No, I'm not going to worry about a transplant right away. But the prognosis is fairly bad if you've got a C or a D, like you're in stage C or D, like you could be dead within 6 months.
How can a guy like you have cirrhosis of the liver, and a guy like me, I go to have my enzyme panel done, and they say that I'm functioning perfectly.
Higher tolerance.
Yeah.
I just think it's there's some hereditary issues with the liver and stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you something. You can give a piece of a liver. You don't have to give your whole liver. And mine is kicking ass so much. Well, a little bit of mine might just cure your whole deal. You snap it on the end there. You tack it on. And it'll just roll right through the rest of your rotten liver. Cure you all the way across.
Sensitivity.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Are you a heavy drinker?
Well, I was hitting the beers pretty damn hard.
You sound sober.
Yeah, but beers, though. I mean, beer. So,
well, beer and vodka. I drink a lot of vodka, too.
Right. But, so I bet you're leaning heavy on the pre-rolls these days, huh?
Actually, no, because I got myself in a little trouble with the law. So it's, I'm pretty much just
ready to bring Friday
in clean and
you can't go buy recreational weed because you got in trouble with the law.
Well, if they drug test me,
I follow you.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have any weed in your system after a DUI.
Oh, damn. You got a DUI, huh? Damn, brother.
Yep, it was, yeah. So the place I'm staying right now is, it's kind of a nursing home. It's kind of a rehab center, and I can't leave. And I've already been here for almost 2.5 months.
Holy crap.
And then, like I said, I got this.
Well, did you suitcase in a cell phone? What's the deal?
Well, there's just a bunch of old people here and then the occasional young person, and then they've got their own health problems.
Yeah.
But it's life took a really, really crappy turn really fast. And, you know,
we wondered what had happened to you. You kind of dropped off the face of the earth, but I'm glad to know you're alive and well.
Well, I wanted to, you know, I've been listening every day. I just want to call in with something relevant to say.
All right, bro.
Instead of, you know, blathering on. But, try to find that op-ed piece.
I'll look it up, brother. Matty, hang in there, brother. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, I'll keep in touch with you guys, and you can always, you know, keep an eye on my Facebook page.
You got it.
I'm putting a ton of information there, but it's nice talking to you.
All right, bro. Be good, brother. Thanks, Matt. Man.
Heavy.
Wow.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Ready to ruin a Friday.
Yeah. We're like, Friday's that bad son of a... Oh, yeah, you guys. I'm in the hospital right now. Cirrhosis.
I'm dying right now.
Yeah. I just want to call and say goodbye to you.
My mother's maid didn't really understand the language too well. She was French and from South Louisiana.
Right.
And she used to call it... I said, what happened to your boyfriend? Oh, he's in the hospital. He got roaches in his liver.
Roaches in his liver. Yeah, oh, he had cirrhosis of the liver.
Roaches in his liver.
Yeah, that's got to be a pretty serious deal. At 54, I thought old people got cirrhosis.
Yeah. What are you pointing at me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I did point at you. That was completely unconscious.
Unconsciously.
I should have said only old people got it.
When did he start drinking?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to dial in here. What's the what's the level of consumption for the length of time that ends up with that?
He sounded sober when I didn't even recognize his voice when he called in at all.
You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ron. I don't want to change subject, but I want to change subject.
All right, go ahead.
Bidu Bidu.
Yes, sir.
I think you took the lyrics from Men at Work and Be Good Johnny.
Well, be-do-be-do is more, that's be good, but we're be-do-be-do. You know, it's a different.
I know, but
our attorneys have already run this through the trademark. We're clear on end. We got the website, the whole deal.
Be-do-be-do-be.
Okay, you got any bumper stickers yet?
Yeah, those are coming. Thank you. Okay. And shirts.
what about t-shirts?
Yes, t-shirts as well.
Got to pay for them.
Okay, I'll take one of each.
You got it, buddy. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. All right, thanks.
Yeah. Be-do-be-do.
Be-do-be-do.
Who knew?
Beedle, beedle.
Bubba, tell me about this song. Let's go Bubba behind the music. It's Bubba Whoop Ass Wilson behind the music.
Well, y'all gave me a title and I ran with it, you see. Yeah, it was called, something we like to do behind the scenes is go down there and have us a drink at Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's.
Mm-hmm. Although in this song I keep, for some reason, calling it wrong.
You'd think by this point the folks at Applebee's would have called us by now.
I know it.
I said, hey, you guys seem to talk about us. Let's work something out. We're big fans.
So anyway, I decided wrote a lovely love song called Applebee's Whores, which I thought was appropriate.
Applebee's Whores.
They're not really whores, but
right.
they
it's a term we've used loosely. It was coined by Jeff's girl, Angel. when he bought the condo so close to us here, which is also in close proximity to Applebee's.
Right.
She said, oh, great. Now you and DJ will be able to bring your Applebee's horrors back there.
Oh, she said that.
Yeah, she did. It was very funny. Very, very funny.
Well, for some reason, I keep wanting to call it Japanese whores, and I didn't like that song.
That's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
So Applebee's whore. Let's do a sound check.
Let me turn it. Give you a nominal amount.
Give me a nominal.
The new cable sounds nice. Thanks, DJ.
No problem. I'll do it again.
Yeehaw!
Western, yeah.
It's kind of. Just imagine we're on the chuck wagon, boys. Well, the boys and I like to have a beer after we've done our chores. So we go down to get some cheer and visit our Applebee's whores. Well, our Applebee's whores won't make a fuss over us. And we don't go home with glitter on us. It's a four above for eating and some sweet, sweet honeys. Cause we ain't got no fiddler's money. Well, Applebee's whores are so high class, even Justin's money can't buy that ass. Your friend likes to come up in there. You'll find him in the bathroom upstairs with a boudet. Are we doing all right? All right.
Yeah, I am.
Applebee's whores, your Applebee's whores. One day I'm gonna get in them drawers. They're all mine, I got none to spare. Unless Fabio de Rickon is there.
That was hard to stop laughing.
You can watch him prowl around, pulling down their ponytails, stalking them down just like Axl Rose. He's slutting it up in there. Beedoo, 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 boo, beedoo, boo, beedoo, 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 boo, boo, beedoo, boo, beedoo, beedoo, boo, beedoo, boo, beedoo, 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 beedoo. There we go. She might be in town on a business trip or a company seminar, but you can bet she's already got a hotel room next door. That's right now. I like it when the lawyer guy ain't there with his 500 mile an hour cocaine stare, but that's all.
Oh, my Lord.
I lost my place.
That's all right. You have the right part up.
Yeah, he's got him on a string there. Yeah, there he is. They love this. This guy, Fabio. Yeah, they do.
Applebee's horse.
I sit in Bonnie's section. It's the best. She's got two irresistibles on her chest. Asking for sex. She said, not tonight, but got a sex gift card for Friday night. Applebee's whores, your Applebee's whores. We love you, honey. Applebee's whores, yes, Applebee's whores. One day I'll come in and actually spend money with Applebee's whores and Applebee's whores. I like to stare, I like to go. And one day, boys, I'm going to bring y'all to Benihana and show you some Japanese whores. Yeah!
Wow.
That's a fun little ditty.
Yeah. I liked it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
I screwed him up at the end because I hit a button and it actually went to a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah. So it's a different song?
Different page, and you got to keep hitting it.
Oh, damn.
You touch the screen one time and you got to go back to Pornhub.
That's a real toe tapper.
That was crazy.
Back to Pornhub.
Back to the top.
Oh, that was fantastic, brother. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good, good. It nearly killed me, this one. For
some time. Oh, yeah?
It was hard to read. I'm sitting there trying to
chase that thing.
You need a bigger screen to read on, Bubba. No, you know what I mean?
Than this?
Well, I mean, yeah. You're buzzing.
You buying? You buying?
I don't know what's going on. I can't touch nothing.
That ain't Moscow.
Where's Moscow?
Now I got another problem. This fell off somewhere. I want to find out where
what?
It came
what
from.
What is that?
It's part to this, for sure.
Oh.
So I don't.
It's a bolt from his thing.
So Applebee's hard.
Applebee's hard.
Shannon bought this damn stand, so I don't. I want to take care of it.
It came off the stand.
On the stand? You better fix that right away.
Shannon bought my Kia, so I want to take care of it.
I see where it goes.
That was a good tune. Good tune.
All right.
What's a cryo chamber?
That's when you freeze yourself.
Well, apparently there is one. Putin has one at his residence.
Wow.
You better have somebody.
Is it where like where Ted, what's his name, has his head frozen?
Yes.
And yeah. Walt Disney allegedly has their head frozen?
Yeah.
So he may have someone frozen in the cryo chamber in his house.
Yep.
Or maybe.
That's true.
He better trust whoever the hell's running that thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, I think it's a bunch of hooey.
Yeah. You never know, man.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. Yeah, and then you hear the Ted. What's his name? Ted? What's Ted's last name? It was, baseball player.
Yeah, Ted.
Damn it.
God damn it. I can't
believe it. Anyway. It ruins the nervous system. So there's no putting it back together.
And they say that his head was supported in this can on a, in this tent, this big casing that they where they fill with the nitrous, whatever the hell. That his head is actually where it's severed, is sitting on a tuna can.
What?
Albacore?
Applebee horse.
Tuna can.
Solid white.
Solid white.
Albacore horse.
Solid white.
Solid white. Packed in water.
They got him packed. They got him sitting on top of that. To
that's what I read in a whole article about a guy that a tell-all deal. Yeah.
That's got to be a lie. That thing would rust.
His family
it's frozen in time. It can't rust.
It's dripping in there.
What the hell's his name on? Huge baseball fan. I can't think of his name.
7,000 square foot part of his house. The floor plans show a float pool, massage rooms, swimming pool, an extreme cold treatment. Okay, it's not to freeze someone in. It's one of those ones I've done it before. You stand in this chamber, preferably with something on your balls, and the temperature in the chamber is like gets down to minus something ridiculous. Jesus, follow me. All right. He's not allowed to have a phone in here anymore. He's got to keep. We got to keep Bubba's phone. You lock it up. It's in. He can have it just like high school. Ted Williams. Thank you. He can have it back after class.
I don't get my Social Security until 2 weeks off. I promise to pay my bill.
Airplane mode. I'm
working,
airplane.
Working right now. I'm on airplane mode. How'd you get this number?
You see his panic. He goes.
He almost hurt himself getting out the door.
I don't mean to make it happen. But I never turn my sound on my phone. You know, no. I look for a visual or to feel a vibration or whatever. I don't. The sound is. I've become. Gives. You know. I don't want to hear people. Once you, I know people want to call me or talk to me, or whatever.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's on my terms. I don't want them to bing, 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 you, and I'm like,
I shut everything off, everything on the phone off.
Yeah, you just keep it. When you're a broadcaster, you just keep everything on silent.
Always,
exactly.
If someone goes, I text you, I go, I didn't get it because I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
I called you, I didn't get it because I didn't hear anything.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just mic professionalism, like you said.
Yeah.
Mic etiquette.
Sorry, hello. Well, he didn't come back in. That means it was an important call.
iPhone horse.
He was trying to figure out how to shut it off.
That's what the problem is. Is this Apple support? I was on the airplane mode. And
it was Sony Records. Goes, Bubba, after all these years, you have a hit song. We want to sign you.
I'm on airplane mode. I can't hear you. My eye.
What, that caller fought their way off of airplane mode?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they somehow did.
They hashed your system.
I was editing right up into the point of print. So I had to take it off of airplane mode so I could shoot it over here. And then I got ready to start and forgot to take it off.
But was that an important call? Somebody need to talk to?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It was. Probably. All right. Some jackass one gets ass beat. Don't call me during the show.
Great song, Bubba. Thank you very much. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap it all up, and head into the weekend. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Tell me about thirds and diminished chords and this and that and F7s. You know who called me the other day?
Who's that?
Zamfir.
Yeah, well, he was upset.
Zamfir, king of the pink flute.
Yes.
He said, "What are you trying to do?" I said, "What do you mean? Are you trying to muscle into my business?" I said, "No, I'm not playing the pan flute, Zamfir. I played the slide whistle, my man." So I smoothed it over with Zamfir.
Did you really?
We worked out that we're going to do a little tour together.
Collabo?
Yeah, we're doing a collabo album. We're going to follow it with a tour.
And you'll end up probably playing for that Rosemary. Yeah. That guy. What was his name?
That too.
Slim Whitman.
Slim Whitman.
Nice.
He's going to join us for the tail end of the tour.
Taper.
Zamfir.
God, what happened to that guy?
Zamfir.
He made enough money selling crap on television. He's sitting on his own island somewhere, I'm sure.
Must be nice.
King of the pan. Remember that guy? The hair was like, woo!
Nobody ever heard of him. It's like a Swedish sensation.
Yeah.
He's trilling.
That's it. Wow. Can you take your next solo with me like that? That would be great.
Oh,
have
I don't
you do
know.
That.
He doesn't have enough breath.
I'll give it a short, make it a short solo.
Yeah, okay. Maybe so.
Because that's awesome, man. That really sounds awesome.
Hey, Shannon, you have a gig next week.
Mark it down. If we get to play any of these live, I want you to play it like
that. Oh, well, I don't know. You have to...
The appearance
check the writer out of my contract first.
Oh, come on. You're sitting in on drums with me again, won't you, Sharon?
Sure. DJ tomorrow night at the DeLand Hotel.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you it's a great place to see some live music. It's beautiful there. There's a little place you get some sushi right next door.
Yeah, that's great sushi.
Oh, my God. The food is great. It's a good time.
Good time.
All righty. We'll wrap up a great week of radio, I think.
Pretty good.
Pretty solid. We delivered.
We're hit.
Have a great weekend. We return Monday after the great Ed Till. Ed follows the brains of the operation, Justin Clark. B-do-b-do. And he follows Bubba the Love Sponge. He will be back live on Monday. Recovered from the Wuhan flu and ready to kick some ass with a pocket full of illicit pills. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday after Ed Till on the Florida Man Radio Network. I'm Shannon Burke. Good night.